Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's Nooner in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time to start your week off right with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday live studio audience is ready to stand up, show up, speak up, and become the 2.0 versions of themselves in their personal and professional lives. Join us in this movement to fight for your freedom. Collaborate, promote your business and group. Be the loud super spreader of courage and freedom that you know you are. Hashtag save my freedom. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's everythinghomeaboutus.com or text ACTION, ACTION. 291776. And a special thank you to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger and founder of Brighteon.tv for the shout out this morning on his show, The Situation Update. I encourage you to listen to that daily. You can watch our show, the TV version, as in the video version, where we have to do the hair and makeup every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Brighteon.tv. Mike's show is over there, also Brighteon.tv. So put on your common sense caps, we the people. It's the last day of Rejuvenation January. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Today's topic's on episode 288. That's 288. 288-er. Shame, guilt, healing, a business and personal success mindset, no spin politics podcast, youth, positive, personal growth, conservative Christians, speak up. It's about time you guys have kept your mouth shut for 2 years, not fan of the priests and the pastors. You'll talk about that soon. Funding good people and projects, Church of Satan in Scottsdale. Oh, yes, they're coming. February. You'll wait to hear that. America First candidate for Texas with special guests, Ohio Brett Ball, Lucy DeGrazia, and Kyle Sinclair, all delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup is loaded with passionate patriots who are taking action. Lois Hollis, shame, guilt, healing. It's time to stop blaming yourself and turn your life around and never look back. Deborah Peters, success mindset, the connection between business growth, your personal health, and performance. She's going to talk about truckers and the mindset, how things are shifting. Jim Price, host of the Jim Price Show, no spin or bull politics, shouting the truth and slaying rhinos along the way. Oh, you know how I hate those rhinos. Antoine Thompson, saving our youth, and a coaching and mentoring academy to educate and motivate through positive personal growth. Will Jones, host of the Apostolist. I've been practicing this. It's amazing. There's certain words that I cannot pronounce. I don't get it. Apostolic. You think that's not that difficult. Yeah, I can't handle it. Conservative show, conservative Christians need to speak up and step into the political sandbox. It's more like quicksand. They've made a mess of it, people. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox are three special guests at 1 p.m., Ohio Brett Ball, the ChristianRevolution.net, a grant-giving organization to fund good people, projects, groups, and good things. Of course, it's the opposite of BLM, George Soros, the NGOs, and every money laundering bill that comes out of Congress in the dumpster of D.C. And at 1:30, Lucia DeGrazia, freedom and faith fighter and homeschooling advocate, the Church of Satan is coming to Scottsdale for their first annual nationwide convention, February 11th through the 13th. We are calling on all Christians to stand up and join the prayer rally outside the demonic Saguaro Hotel. And, of course, our mayor said, this is an awesome idea. Our city council said, great, bring out the Satanists. Yeah, like rituals, like sacrifice. Like animals, children, and orgies. Yeah, way to go, Scottsdale. And at 2 p.m., Kyle Sinclair, America First candidate for Congress in San Antonio, Texas, 20. He's against. He's up against Juan Castro, right? Joaquin, Juan. There's two. There. I didn't realize they're identical brothers. Kyle is an Army veteran and country loving business leader who's ready to fight the lunatic left. And take America back. So be sure to stick around for the entire show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their very own shows, and everything you need to grow your business and quality of your life and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. Information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. The Beijing Genocide Olympics begins this Friday. Did you know it doesn't even snow there? What an ideal location for the Winter Games. Kind of makes sense. Little globalists, Beijing, no snow. Why don't you give them a platform, give them a whole place to do propaganda? Oh, I just hope people are paying attention. Time to wake up, everybody. The COVID propaganda will be coming at you from all directions. So you need to stand strong on the facts. Arm yourself with knowledge. Because they're going to be flooding you with all the bull that you've been listening to for 2 years. Because you know it is a political propaganda plandemic. And of course, you need to boost your immune system to fight the cold and the flu. That's what it is. It's cold and flu. Okay? Cold and the flu. Yeah, you can listen to 37 COVID episodes that we've done, right? On our COVID page. That's over everythinghomeaboutus.com. You can especially listen to episodes 278, 285, and 286 with Karen Kingston. And I put a special link on our Take Action menu. So easy access. Literally, just listen to that and move on with life because now you know the truth and just share that with your friends and everybody pull their heads out of their arses and we need to move on. And you also need to get your immune-boosting supplements. Dr. Zeb Zelenka's is the most affordable and has everything in it. Use promo code HOME to get 5% off and free shipping, only $52.50 for a 30-day supply. Everything is listed at everythinghomeaboutus.com. Got to prepare yourself mentally, physically, right? Because they're coming. This is a war, people. This is a war. We're going to talk about that all show long. Number two, truckers save the world. More anti-COVID mandate freedom convoys launch in Europe, Australia, right here in the good old USA. It is about time. I thank you, Canadians, for having the Canucks, like the cojones, the Canucks, to take a stand and show everybody how it's done.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, by golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Gotta love the truckers. When we were little kids, we'd make the hand signal to pull down the horn, and then they would do the horn. And we would cheer. Yay! Thank you, truckers. It's January 31st, the 687 of 15 days to slow the spread of the political propaganda plandemic, all based on lies and bull.
Snap out of it.
Come on, people. I know you got this in you. By the way, it's day 374 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America, at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. And Biden is the largest trafficker of human and sex slaves on the planet. If you don't do anything to stand up and you just sit there, people, you're just as much of a part of it. So pull up your cojones and your canucks and do, I'm not going to say do something. I need you to take action. Need you to take action. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Affirm Network. Today's topic is on episode 288, Shame, Guilt, Healing, Business, and Personal Success Mindset. No Spin Politics Podcast, Youth, Positive, Personal Growth, Conservative, Christian, Speak Up, About Time, People, 2 years behind schedule, Funding, Good, People, and Projects. The Church of Satan will be in Scottsdale, no joke. America First candidate for Texas with special guest Ohio, Brett Ball, Lucy DeGrazia, and Kyle Sinclair.
Let's get ready to.
Oh, 2 minutes over, not bad. But I'm a little angry. Can you hear that? Can you hear a little anger in my tone, people, today? That I'm sick and tired, like I was sick and tired last week. I'm sick and tired now. But we've got, remember I said when you get pissed, action happens. So you need to join us. You need to join us. So my first guest is Lois Hollis. She's a shame, guilt educator, counselor, and filmmaker. She's also the coordinator of The Soul Speaks Method of Healing Audience. Big round of applause for my buddy Lois. Lois. How are you today, my friend?
I am wonderful, and I'm more wonderful because you're around.
You're so kind.
Awesome. Well, it's the truth. You are. We're happy to have a leader like you. And shame guilt is decreasing because people are realizing they have self-worth. That's something to celebrate.
It sure is, my friend. It's we've been conditioned to just have so many negative things and default to that. And so then when we do the opposite, which is what you're trying to, well, not you're trying, you are. You're educating people and you're showing them different ways. They go, oh, my God,
people.
This way is so much easier. This way is so much easier than what we've been
told. And we just have to know shame guilt is purposely put upon us for whatever reason. We ain't going into that. And we become victims. We are victim consciousness. I want us to have alpha consciousness. And in order to do that, you don't have to get a PhD. You just have to kick shame guilt out of your personality because it doesn't belong there. That's it.
Well, and just use a little common sense. It's almost kind of we want to always go back to the basics. You know, if it feels good versus feels bad, and use your instincts, your gut instinct, that intuition that God gave us that we just seem to push to the side. And then fall into place, and then look where you end up. It's not positive. There's nothing positive about shame. Well, let's do this real quick. Explain what shame guilt is that people can go, oh, okay, now I can relate to that in my own life, and I've been doing it for years, and I'm tired of doing it.
Okay, an example. I need to get the vaccine so I save people from getting the disease.
Right, that's stupid.
Okay, now
Lois, before you go on, I got to use this example that I do, and then I'll let you take it from there. So when I was sitting with my friend, who's coming on later, Lucy, I said, hey, Lucy, can you put your glasses on? She goes, why? I said, because I need to read the program. And she goes, oh, I get it. Right? Do you see what I'm saying, people?
Perfect.
It makes no sense.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So shame guilt energy not only causes you to be a victim, but it puts your mind in confusion. When you're in confusion, you don't know truth. And that's why, yes, God gave us our innate knowledge, but shame guilt covered it up that we don't have that anymore. So I'm saying, hey, let's just get smart. Look at the truth. Now, you are in confusion because you're a human person now on the earth plane. That's just the way it is. So you have to go to Michelle and other people and learn the truth. When you learn the truth, then the shame guilt starts shedding. And then
this is all part of a brainwashed plan.
Exactly. And it works. It works.
Okay. It's worked on billions of people.
And you don't say, oh, I'm so terrible because I have shame guilt. I'm telling you that every human being on the earth plane from Pakistan to Europe to Ethiopia to America has shame guilt. So believe me, you're not alone. Okay, because
so
shame
is
makes you feel alone.
What is the first thing you want them to do to get rid of mindset?
Know that they're in confusion. Even though they say they're not, they are. Go and get your truth from Michelle and other people and even people that don't agree with Michelle. Then you start getting smart. When you get smart, you make the decision without shame and guilt. Don't make the decision because, oh, I have to help somebody. No, that's shame guilt talking.
Well, let's simple it down even and more so, Lois. So the person that is telling you, okay, here's a good example. The person's telling you that you need to go get get a test, right? You got to go get the COVID test, right? To see if you're sick. Okay, I've never had to get a cold test or a flu test to see if I was sick or any of that. Okay, so in the people that are telling you to do that, they're not only getting paid, a lot of them have vested interest in the company that sells the test, okay? So again, it goes back to anything that comes from government is bad. It doesn't matter if it's something small or something big. Nothing good will ever come of government. Anything. And if those people are the ones you're listening to, you got to stop. You got to stop the shame healing and literally block it all out because it's lies. It is lies and propaganda, and Lois is trying to get that through to
you. No matter what everything you hear. Yeah, and I'm not saying all government is bad.
I will say it for you. All government is bad. They've ruined it in every capacity. Nothing is good.
You're probably right. But
I'm going to stand on that.
I'm saying that make your own decision on your own research that's pro and con, and then get smart. Only smart people are people that don't act from shame, guilt. Smart people are people that act from truth. Okay, that's something to take home to the bank. If you're smart, you don't act with shame and guilt. If you're not smart, you act only on shame and guilt and not truth.
Hey, plug your movie because people can watch that. There's a series and it's very quick. And it's
second episode of Shame and Guilt is out. Episode 2, only 15 minutes. And it shows you lots of pictures of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. It's very exciting because Toto pulled back the curtain, and we can pull back the curtain on shame guilt. Duh.
Good example.
If Toto can do it, we can do it.
Exactly. If the little doggy can go ahead and do it, then that is exactly right, my friend. There's no reason we can't do it, too.
So
we can do it. We can do it.
Be as smart as Toto.
I love it. Well, give your website, would you please, so people can find you, watch the movie, do all that fun stuff.
Lois, L-O-I-S, Hollis, Hollis.com. And see Toto in action.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, my friend. You have a fabulous day.
Michelle.
And we'll talk to you next month.
I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Oh, Lois. She is such a smart cookie. So, yeah, go check out LoisHollis.com and watch the movie and just pull your heads out of your arses, right? And, no shame, guilt. People don't shame you into doing something because they don't care about you. And it's a lie, too. So it's like a double whammy. They don't care. And it's a lie. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. We got to unravel this, right? We got to unravel. We've been trying. But I told you I'm sick and tired of the COVID thing, right? So the only guests that I'm going to have on that are really going to focus on that, the experts, are just kind of like the hardcores where there's something new. Because literally at this point, I can't keep repeating that it's a political propaganda plandemic. I can't encourage you to listen to, as I mentioned in the intro, the 37 episodes we've done on COVID, the Great Reset, and all of the other information has just been, eye-opening for most of the people that have actually been paying attention. You know, the things that they say were, conspiracy theories, which aren't, right? That's not a thing. Conspiracy theories are not a thing. So, again, you can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, and I have on the take action menu, you'll see the COVID episodes, right? You might want to listen to those. I did a special one for Karen Kingston, literally, episode 285, we took out 10 minutes and then 286. But on hers, I put on all of the presentations she's done for the past like 4 months at the conferences that she's been at, the events, and then also pretty much the 5 most recent episodes that really are just truth bombs. Just listen to those. Really, it's worth your time and it'll explain everything because it's all fact. Everything you're hearing on television, even from people that are quote unquote on our side. Even experts and doctors, they're lying to you. The stuff that comes out of their mouth is not true. There's no such thing as variance, right? So I'm only going to have her and maybe one or two others on. Other than that, it is time to move on. It is time for people to accept the truth that this is the biggest con job in the history of the world. And let's move on with our lives, right? So it was nice this weekend in the background when I was working. I actually listened to music. Oh, my God, instead of some of these interviews, because I don't need to know anymore. I already know, right? So what we need to do, this is what I want you to do. I want you to, when you get the information and you listen to some of these episodes or shows, and there's other people's shows. It's not just ones that she was on here with us. It was ones that she's done with other ones. And there's other people too. So depending on what you want to hear out of it. But it's all truth, okay? And it's all based on fact. The nice thing, you know, is once you got that, you're like, okay, we'll just check that box, move on, and then continue moving forward with more fact rather than what you're seeing on all of the media and you're getting from, like I said, quote unquote experts, even the ones that are quote unquote, I don't want to keep saying that, but are on our side. It's silly. It's just the focus on your business, focus on your life, focus on your community, making yourself better, right? Being the 2.0 version of you in 2022, that's what we're going to be focusing on. And then bringing everyone together so that we can go ahead and do some amazing things and support patriots and support other like-minded people, small businesses, groups, nonprofits, join groups, join the communities, right? That's what we want you to do. What is it, 1221? Deborah hasn't called in yet. I don't know where she is. She just emailed me. So I'll keep going. But what I did want to do, I mean, like I could kind of change this around. Maybe I'll do this. Why don't we do this? Why don't I move it around a little bit? Because Antoine is in the queue, and I might as well bring him on in a second here. We're just going to change up the lineup a little bit. This is what happens when you're live, right? You got to bob and weave. But I just want to get you the information. But we'll bring him on early. So before we do that, I wanted to say thank you for everybody who's been listening, who's been sharing the show, who's been watching us over on Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time over on Brightian.tv. And again, this entire platform concept is about a community. And I want the people that are listening, I want the people that are on the shows, that want to come on the shows, this is where you are going to get all the resources to find each other, right? This is why we've vetted people out. They're trustworthy. You hear them, the ones that have come on for the past, what, for the 14 months that we've been live, they have been coming on maybe some of them once a month. So you get to know them. And they're giving you incredible information, literally everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. It's all right here. And we've had 326 partners on this platform, 777 live segments. Right? That's a lot of segments. And the show's got that 5 guests in the first hour. And in the second and third hours, we've got 25, 30 minutes for each guest. Those are the longer form interviews where we've got some things that we need to go over that are kind of important, right? That's why you need to tune in and stay with us. But you can always fast forward. You can always rewind. That's the best part about, especially when it's on demand. Live, because we got to record it, right? We got to get it out there. And then it's always on demand. We're on 25 different podcast players, right? So what I want you to do is check out everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's the take action menu. It literally is loaded with all the information that gets you to our website and other websites and other things that are important to, again, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. All the different groups to follow and join, become a part of, resources, other people's interviews, other people's shows, events. Geez, I have it right in front of me. You think I would just look? It doesn't take much, right? All of our episodes that are there, videos to watch that aren't even ours, right? That's the whole thing is we're trying to promote other people. And then real quick, I wanted to mention the marketplace. Okay, the marketplace. We have 57 different well-known websites and brands on there. It's actually like 65 now, but I can't, you know, what do you want me to do? Keep changing this stuff all the time? It's a lot of work. So if you go there, you're going to go, you get discounts that you normally don't get if you go to the websites directly, and you never pay more than if you went to the websites directly. But the best part about it is 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners and groups that help vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So it is community powered philanthropy. It's a way for you to buy the products and services that you're doing anyway, go to our platform, which is the marketplace, and then we can support these amazing groups that are out there that aren't getting the funding from Planned Parenthood, like that kind of money, right? That's $500 million that the government gives, or any of the other nefarious groups, the NGOs or the George Soros nonprofit organizations that are quote unquote fighting for fake freedom. Those, the groups that we work with, they don't get that kind of money. The small little nonprofits or the groups, the freedom fighting groups that are out there, the ones that are doing the rallies and things like that, they don't get that kind of money and they don't really get a lot of donations. So this supports them and you can do that too. Plus you're getting products and services at a discount that you're normally buying. Mike Lindell and MyPillow is part of it. 20% they donate. And you get incredible deals if you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. And he also started my store, which has like 600 different products from business owners and people that made products in the United States of America. Oh my God, what a novel concept. So go to that, use promo code HOME. They're running all kinds of specials because they have extra supplies and products right now. So you get like 50 to 60, and I think that's like a little bit higher percent off on a lot of the stuff. So go there and check it out. If you want to get some patriotic gear, there's 5 different websites that I'm working with companies that have it. It's over there in the marketplace. Go check it out. It's also in the take action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and you'll see all that. You're just going to read through, right? I'm putting it all in one spot. But you got to take a little bit of time and read and pick and choose what you want. Again, it's the take action menu of everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And again, if you need the immune boosting system, Zeb Zelenko's is the cheapest. I priced it out individually all over the summer. It costs a hell of a lot more than if you just buy his, and it's only 2 pills a day. That's nothing. And it's supplement. It's stuff that you should be taking anyway. If you go and it's on that list, it's on that menu, right? The take action menu, it's only $52.50 with our promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You get 5% off, free shipping. And you're taking that because you need to not only keep your body healthy, but it's from the cold, the flu, regular stuff, right? It's not just from this fake COVID. And I will say it again, it is fake COVID. COVID is symptoms. It has nothing to do with it. I don't even want to talk about the COVID, but I gotta bring you the information and the facts. All right, we're at 12:26. Let me see where we are on the calendar. Jim texts me. He's running late, so I'm not sure if he's going to jump on. We got two. Oh, all right, so we're cool. I'm going to switch Jim and Deborah. Deborah just called in. So I'm going to switch them, and then there's so much more to share, but I feel like I've been talking for too long, so I kind of need something to break it up here. How about this? This is how I feel, and I think everybody else needs to jump on the train. Yeah, that's the attitude we all need to have because it's only going to get worse, people. You want some freedom, right? You want your business to fall apart. You know, that's where you're headed if you don't have that attitude. So my next guest is Deborah Peters. She's an international business coach, mindset expert, and founder of Neural Engineering Institute, a consulting company that transforms business owners from efforting and grinding to creating more with less effort consistently. Audience, big round of applause for my friend Deborah. How are you, my friend? How are you today? You were late. What's going on? Were you sleeping? Did you sleep in?
No, I had to run do some labs for my physician, and man, I just was waiting. So I'm so sorry.
It's okay, my friend. We move things. We bob and weave here. That's what we do. We navigate.
Do.
We can handle.
Thank you.
We can handle a little delay. So you had emailed me earlier, and I thought that was a great idea since I talked about the convoy. I talked about the canoe of these truck drivers in Canada who have nice big huevos to do something, to stand up for our freedom, which apparently we're not willing to do. So where do you want to go with that?
Well, it's so empowering. I mean, I just have to say thank you. Thank you, God, for putting the energy in these men and women that drive our goods and food and our supplies to us and make sure we're fed and clothed. And it's just to me watching what's happening, because now it's a global convoy. It's not just across Canada. And, you know, let's just talk about the numbers a little bit. So there's 150,000 truckers. Can you believe that?
Oh, I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, I know, because the mainstream media is not covering it. There's 2.3 million people that have converged on the city of Ottawa. And Ottawa is where the Canadian federal government parliament is. So that's like going to Washington, D.C. Now, what's happening is the U.S. truckers have headed up, and there's over 10,000 plus U.S. truckers that have headed up. Those that can't cross the border because they don't have the jab are actually sitting at the borders. If you look at the border in Alberta on the Montana border called Coutts, C-O-U-T-T-S, they've literally jammed the border. Nobody's getting across. There's people out there on horseback. There's American and Canadian cowboys on horseback with flags. This is the game changer. This is it. We have done it. And it's all we needed was just a spark, you know, because what happens is, from a neuroscience perspective, that what happens is we get dumbed down by focusing on low energy situations, particularly what we've all been experiencing the last 2 years. It wears away at your psyche, which is why I believe that putting masks on children is child abuse. What that does is it programs the neurology of the body, the brain, to get slow, to get weak. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so what's happening with these truckers, God bless them, I can't say that enough, is it's reinvigorated our faith in humanity, that we're not weak, that we're not compliant, apathetic sheep, that we actually have our own God-given and fueled power. And they've tapped into it somehow. Something clicked, you know? And it's the awakening of humanity that we are now the majority. We, the awake ones, are now the majority. And I just want to say to all of the listeners, be very careful what you focus on. Even if things look dire, turn your focus toward the growth, toward the expansion, toward the freedom. Only focus on what it is you want to experience. And that's what's going on with these truckers. They've given us a light.
They really have, and I'm. It makes you wonder why did it take truckers to do it? Why did it take this long? And Canadians, what happened to the Americans? What? Where are we? Where are we? Why are we not showing up? I'm so disappointed. But then again, I don't feel like I've done enough either. So, Deborah, let's give a specific take action item for people. So
yeah.
What is this?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, what can we do? What should we do immediately mentally? And then what do we immediately do for take action where we are actually, we're contributing to this trucker and standing up and doing something? Because we need to do more than just change our attitude. That's the first step. But the second one, we need hardcore action at this point, because this is ridiculous.
We do. So, you know, don't despair though, because these truckers across America, you know, there's a, and then I'll give you a couple of pointers, but I just want to, you know, put it out there more how I believe, I know, it's beyond belief, I know that the light of God always prevails, and it is a spark in our heart, and all we have to do is talk to it. So if there's an action item, the first action item is you need to talk to your heart. You need to talk to your connection to God and say, thank you for setting me free. Show me what to do. Who do I need to call? Where do I need to go? Who do I need to talk to? Ask for guidance and keep asking until the message becomes louder and clearer, and then do it. Don't second guess it. Don't get in your head about it and overthink it. Just go do it. If you need inspiration, get on YouTube. There's bazillions of videos of these truckers in Ottawa on the ground. They have filled the streets. You are not going to get across the Coutts border. You're not going to be able to drive in Ottawa. They have filled the outlying areas. The movement is on. So then what do you need to do? You need to get into your local politics. Like, for example, right now in Orange County, California, we're on the tipping point of Board of Supervisors elections coming up in June. Now, here's the deal. It's a board of supervisors that determines if you have to wear a mask everywhere you go. It's a board of supervisors that determines if you have to have a vaccine card to go into a restaurant. So you need to get involved in your town and in your city. You need to find out who the decision maker is, because it's not going to be the mayor, okay? It's going to be the commissioners, board of supervisors. It's going to it's happening at that level. And you need to find out who the person is that's running for that office, and you need to make sure their thinking and their values and their integrity and their belief in God and the Constitution is in the right place, and then you need to throw all your weight behind them. Because I've actually been doing this with a small group of people, and we have run the stats, and we have found where the money's coming from for the Democratic people that are the Democrats that are running for office, and it's all George Soros funded.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get involved in your local politics. The decision of the quality of your life does not come out of Washington, D.C. It comes out of your city council, and it comes out of your board of supervisors and your commissioners. And you've got to clean that up. And then you need to clean up your local school board. And we all have the power to do that. All of us. Just get off your sofa and stop worrying and complaining about how bad things are and blaming, and go get it done.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to, well, I keep saying crying. It's not. The people that come on this show, the experts like Deborah, the other amazing guests, and our goal on this platform, this show, our Brighthand.tv show, and we're kicking it literally, when I say we're kicking it into gear starting this week, I can't even begin to describe all the things that are going to be coming at everyone, but it really is to motivate the masses to get off their asses. And you kind of got to say it like that. Otherwise, it doesn't really get there. So that's what we're doing, Deborah. You're part of it. The Save My Freedom Movement is officially launching this week. We're motivating the masses to get off our asses.
Off their asses.
Yeah, that's what we have to do.
it is
what it is. It's either poop or get off the pot, because if you don't do it now, whether it's in your business life, your personal life, or in your community, that's what this platform is about, BLC, business life community, it's over for you. You won't have a company, you won't have a small business, you won't have clients, you won't have a life. You'll be depressed, you'll be complaining, you're gonna get sick, you'll get the COVID, and then next thing you know, your community is on fire in a bad way, because you let a bunch of demons run it, which is what we're talking about on this show too. Especially, we've got the Satanic Church or the Church of Satan coming to Scottsdale, and apparently our people in charge of the city think it's awesome. Okay, so that's what's running cities like Scottsdale, Arizona, and of course we've been in the news. The state, Mayor Corruption County, and our school board, and you name it. This whole state is run by a bunch of demons, and they're all Republicans. So people, if you think an R does anything, makes them your friend, wrong, right? So that R means wrong. It's just like the R in the three R's in arithmetic means R. So you're going to listen to these people? What? Hello, McFly, right? Deborah, we need to do a longer segment this month. I'll send you dates, because I really want to get deep into the propaganda science of propaganda and all the other stuff, especially with this new direction, because the people that want to get on board and are ready to step into this, to take things to the next level, I want to give them the resources. So give your website, would you, my dear?
Yeah, for sure. It's NEIMind.com. So NEIMind.com. And my Instagram is NEI and the number 4 change. So reach out to me. We've got some really good stuff coming up for, the whole thing is about growing businesses. You've got to keep your small to mid-sized companies moving forward. They're the backbone of the economy. It's all about mindset and strategy. And so definitely look me up.
Yeah, because you want to support small businesses and entrepreneurs and not the big box stores and the evil demons, because that's why we are where we are. Why do you think they said, they didn't shut them down, but the great little restaurant on the corner, you guys are bad. McDonald's good. I mean, come on. All right. So people be conscious of where you spend your money and where you keep your money. We could end this literally in a couple of days. Everybody was smart about that and wasn't so lazy and said, I just love my money, Bank of America. Close your account. Watch what happens. Watch
That's
what
right.
happens. Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate you. And I'll shoot you dates, and we'll get you on for a longer segment.
All right. Sounds good. God bless everybody.
All righty. Deborah Peters. I love her. Yeah, we're going to get her on a longer segment. We did an episode. It was one on 90. It's either 195, 196, or 97. I don't remember. But once you pull it up, you'll see it in the title. It's all about the science propaganda. When I first really, she explained it, and I went, oh my God, I had no idea. And then of course, that's what they've been using. We've been talking about that. That's the strategy they've been using since this whole political propaganda pandemic started. Fascinating. It's fascinating. It is really the biggest operation that has ever been in the history. I mean, from a PR and marketing standpoint, it's brilliant, but it's brilliant for bad, right? It's like criminals. I wish they would use their powers for good. They'd all be billionaires. All works. All right. I'm a little bit over. It's 1240. I kind of knew that was going to happen. All right. Let's bring on Antoine Thompson. He's the founder of JLT Fieldhouse, a nonprofit youth coaching and mentoring organization, and owner of Coach T's Corner, a mentoring academy designed to educate, motivate, and support preteens and teens in their personal growth and development. He's become a good buddy of mine, and he's a good man and a pretty smart cookie. Audience, big round of applause. I feel like I haven't talked to you in like a couple months. How are you, Antoine?
I'm great. It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, this is what happens. People, the holidays, I hate making excuses, Dale. The holidays come, and then everybody gets caught up, right? So, but then again, really, how much time did we spend doing holiday things? I didn't do a lot,
right?
Too. I'm like, what happened? And then, next thing you know, tomorrow's February 1st. Whoa. So,
right?
Yeah, not letting that happen anymore.
No, we definitely got to stay connected, and I appreciate getting the opportunity to get back on here and talk with you. And as always, you're still energetic as always, and I love it. Love your energy.
Oh, thanks. Do you hear the edge is a little more, it's a little bit more pure.
Yes.
It's a little bit more.
I can tell.
And
I can tell.
I'm gonna try to pull back the reins a little bit, but I figure maybe if I come out from the gates like a, you know, like when the stallion is bucking because he doesn't want to be in the cage for the race horses before they open the gate so you can run. That's kind of like me, right? So I just I figure maybe if I let that loose for a couple times, then maybe then I can kind of go back a little bit calmer. But anyway, so how is all this? All of these things that have been going on, I mean, the response that you've been getting from, I'm kind of jumping around here, but the one thing that you've always shared with me, and you've said it on the show before, is when you have people that are past students that have come forward, and then they, because you're a coach, right? And coaches, especially in sports, when kids are young, when they're in middle school or elementary school or high school, it really makes a big impact on them. But it seems like it's happened recently a lot more so for you is that these kids are now adults and they've come to you and they said, hey, listen, you made a huge impact and this is why I'm doing what it is. Do you think it's something about why is it more so now? I mean, obviously it's probably happened over the years, but you've shared a lot of stories with me and even on the air that it's been happening a lot lately. So is it something that's, is it because there's a shift in the world or what? What do you think it is?
You know, it's funny to say that, Michelle, because something recently happened, and it just happened yesterday. A former player posted an article that I was interviewed for a newspaper article 34 years ago. And he posted it and was saying, you know, how inspirational I was for him. And he's now 45, 46 years old. Because I was only like 10 years old, these kids, when I was coaching them. But I think you're absolutely right. And it's kind of like a lot of your guests were saying earlier today, is everybody's waking up a little bit. And these kids are back going, things are so crazy now. And now they're thinking back to when they were younger. It's like, man, it was so much more structure. I was learning more. I was growing more then. Now I feel like I'm on an island and I'm on my own and I got to fend for myself. And if I turn to my right and look for help, it's not there. If I turn to my left, there's no help. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do, because I want to be that support when they can't find somebody. And so I think you asked a great question, but I honestly think that these young people now or adults, they're waking up and they're reflecting back on their younger years and realizing that they appreciate what they had because it's not there for the kids today.
Yeah, that is a good point because now they're focused on social-emotional learning. They're teaching comprehensive mm-hmm. sex education, CRT, critical race theory, critical theory. They're teaching all of this crap in school when we should be teaching math and English and getting involved with groups at schools and student councils and sports. So you're learning all of these life skills that we used to learn. And kids are not getting that. So, yeah, you're making a great point where because when I see what these kids are learning now, I'm like, oh, my God, it was so much different and so much better and so much more awesomer when I was in school because we didn't. And can you imagine how the kids are being robbed? I mean, you'd always say kids are being, you know, sometimes kids are being robbed of their childhood. They're being robbed of their childhood and common sense and the building blocks, the foundation, the fundamentals of life. Because of what is being indoctrinated into these schools, and especially the non-focus on sports. That's not even putting in the mask and the obedience and the slavery, which is actually what's happening in the school systems. So you want to comment on that too, and then obviously bring in what it is that you do.
Yeah, well, actually, I read an article today because I'm always reading about about school systems around the country, what everybody's going through. And I came across an article today, and it really is perfect for what we're talking about. And the title of the article is Public Education is Facing a Crisis of Epic Proportions. And basically it's talking about how low scores are, about violence being up. Parents are yelling at faculty and administrators at school board meetings, and kids are getting more counseling from their are requesting more counseling from teachers. Anger is at an all-time high, and there's a shortage of substitute teachers, bus drivers, cafeteria staff, and this is all a reflection of what we're talking about. And it is a great segue to why I started Coach T's Corner, because the skills that we're talking about the kids are not getting is what I like to provide, and it's an alternative to what's not being taught at school, because you and I both know growing up the skills that I'm teaching are what have you and I where we are right now, being able to communicate, being personally responsible, being personally accountable, and setting goals for ourselves and not people telling us what we're going to do. And for me, it's when I listen to the kids, you'd be amazed, Michelle, how open these kids want to be. But nobody ever stops long enough to listen to them and hear what their concerns are. Everybody, I know. I've been there. I was that age. No, yeah, you were that age 30, 40 years ago, but things are different now. And everybody's a little bit more on edge, so you got to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more open, a little bit more diverse in your approach and how you can how you communicate with the kids and make them understand that you hear them.
Well, I think it's important for anybody that has wanted to reach out to a previous coach or a previous leader or something, then that's kind of giving it's calling from your heart or calling in your head or you're thinking about somebody, reach out to them, right? Well, and even if it's – and I'm going to do this from a personal standpoint too, because something's in the air. Something is in the energy. Something is out there where people that I haven't talked to in a while are popping into my head. And I had this conversation with three people over the past couple of days, and it's the same things happening to them. So reach out to them, whether it's business or personal or somebody that you maybe wanted to say thank you to or whatever, because there is this energy that this, there's something going on where these like-minded people are all kind of needing to reconnect with each other. So I encourage you to use that. And Antoine is a perfect example where he's getting that from past, past students. So do that yourself. Do it. And what if it's a phone call or an email or a text or, message on the internet. And what do you have to lose? Like at this point, what do you have to lose with reaching out to anybody, whether it is somebody that you want to get a new client from or for, or a past whatever, or perhaps a rekindling of a old flame kind of thing. You have nothing to lose, right? Things are on fire anyway. So go out with a bang, peeps. Antoine, give your website and plug anything you want to plug real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Our nonprofit, by the way, you were talking about the marketplace. We're that small NGOs you're referring to that require, we look for funding and donations and things. So definitely keep us in mind for that. But the nonprofit website is jltfieldhouse.org. And my Coach T's Corner website is coachtscorner.com. And I definitely am open to hear, listen, reach out, anything I can do to help. And I can even put you in the right direction. If it's something I can't help you, I will do whatever I can to get you in the right place. And I appreciate the opportunity as always. Yeah.
You're welcome. And I would encourage anybody with kids, students, reach out and just check out the website and see what he has to offer. Is it North Carolina, right? Is it North? North
or South? That's correct. Yes.
North Carolina. So yes. He's there, but he has, this whole world is now virtual and digital. So it's just a really great programs for kids. So I encourage you to check that out and then reach out to Antoine because he's a good guy. And again, perfect example. People are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, coach, thank you. Even though you were my coach 30 years ago, thanks for doing a great job. And that says a lot, right? As I tell you, something's in the air. So join that. Go ahead and go thank people. Go thank the people in your life for what they do and who they are, even if it was something from years ago. There's something, I'm telling you, there's something this weekend. It hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. So I'm just passing that along to everybody that's listening and encourage you to do it because I think some amazing things will happen. But you never know. Might get a new friend, might get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Thanks,
yeah,
Antoine.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling. Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
But we got to get back on the clubhouse thing. I've got it. Well, I'll reach out to you tomorrow. We'll make sure that we make this happen again. We got to pick up.
Yeah, I was looking for that.
We put everything on hold, and this is not the time to put things on hold, people. This is the time to come together. This is the time to show up. This is the time to stand up. This is the time to speak up in every aspect of your life, whether it's your business, your life, or community. And we want to bring those like-minded people who are ready to put a little back into it in all of those categories, right? Because we want to become super spreaders of courage, freedom, and common sense. And we're doing that over in the clubhouse group. And we kind of took a hiatus, like I just told you with Antoine. And he was so great about showing up with me because of the holidays. I couldn't blame the holidays, but I did add a whole bunch of other things to my repertoire. So literally there was something had to give, right? It's kind of like the dam busts open. You couldn't keep putting the fingers in the hole anymore to clog the leaks. So we're going to get back on track. We'll be there on Wednesday. Antoine doesn't know it, but I'm committing him to it if he can. Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, we'll be back in the clubhouse. So that way you can meet some amazing people. We can collaborate. We can share what people do for a living, their businesses, because we want to support everybody in all these different areas of their life. And again, it is time to motivate the masses to get off their asses and take action, BLC. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. All the links are there for the clubhouse and the Save My Freedom movement, which I'm telling you this week is really, we're going to officially launch it. And it is some crazy, amazing, amazing things that are only going to help everybody who wants to become a part of it. So let me bring on my next guest. We're at 12:53. We're running a little bit over. So I apologize for moving things around today, but it's just, it's live. And some people said they were late. Some people said that they couldn't make it. So we've had to change things around this morning and during the show while I'm talking to you. But I always try to make it smooth and transitions, so it doesn't interrupt the flow of the energy that's coming. But enough talking. I always feel like I got to break it up with music. So why don't we do this? Why don't you take a second, right? And think about what it is you stand for. What are you going to do? Again, are you going to get off your ass or are you just going to keep doing the same old, same old?
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Yeah, how about that? That's how you should start your day every day to figure out what it is that you stand for. And speaking of standing for, my next guest is a new partner. His name is Will Jones. He's got his own show, boys and girls. He's the host of the screwed it up in the beginning. I practiced it yesterday. There's just certain words I cannot pronounce. It's the weirdest thing. Apostolic conservative show. The fake news and false narratives that we, the people, are bombarded with warrant a Christian response. It's the theme of the show. It's in there. It's telling you it's the energy, and it's time to step into the political landscape that's affected every aspect of our lives. Audience, Big round of applause for my friend Will Jones, a new partner.
All righty. Hello, hello, hello.
How are you? We got a chance to meet you and your lovely wife at the Reawaken Tour when you guys were here in the media room in Phoenix, and it was awesome. I jumped on the camera, and we just chatted for a little bit about the insanity of what's going on. So I said, you know what? You've got to come on the show. I want you to become a partner on our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource platform. So tell everybody a little bit about your show and why you're so awesome at what you do.
All right. Well, yeah, and that name gets everyone. It is a name from my faith, so I'm an apostolic conservative Christian. And so we decided to start the Apostolic Conservative Show a couple of years ago just to awaken the Judeo-Christians that sit on the sideline and say that they're not going to get involved with politics. You know, and my pastor said something pretty strong yesterday is that, you know, people say that two things you don't talk about is politics and religion. And he said, well, you know, the reason why people don't want to talk about it, politics and religion, is because they're afraid they're going to hear truth that shines light on what they're doing. And so we started and we wanted to bring light in the areas where we have been sitting on the sideline and not saying anything, because we can no longer sit to the side, because there are issues and there's problems that are arising simply because going with the theme of what I've been hearing on the show today is that we're not standing up, and we have to do that, and we have to begin to do that. Yep.
We're not standing up. We're not standing up as business owners. We're not standing up in the community as parents or just members of the community. We're not standing up as Christians, or we're not standing up as anybody who has some spiritual oomph to them. So we're not standing up at all, right?
And Michelle, it comes from the spiritual decline, because we're in a battle. This isn't about Republican or Democrat any longer. This is really boils down to good and evil. And because our country has been known to be a Judeo-Christian country, I don't care where you go across the water, when you go over there, they consider us as a Christian nation. And so there's a spiritual enemy. You talk about the satanic movement that's happening in Scottsdale. There's a spiritual that has been coming against this country over and over and over. Now, it may use the title of communism, but communism is only a godless society that's ran by political figures and tyrants. And so they've been chipping away at God's sovereignty in this country and the favor that we've had in this country, and it's been chipping away for a long time, and now we're at this precipice point where we can sit back and watch it go to hell in a handbasket, or we can take a stand and say, no more will I allow this to take place. And that's where we're coming at. And I'm going to tell you, let me, if you don't mind, say that I woke up, I was one of those supposed to be conservative Democrats that helped get Bush in office back when he was running and got him elected a couple of times. And then when after we went through the travesty of that, and now that I know what I know now, I would have never went there even with him. But anyway, that's another conversation for another day. But anyway, so I woke up after we helped get elected the tyrant in chief, Obama, and when he went to, you know, he laid aside and said he wasn't going to get involved with many things leading up to his election that allowed, you know, us Christians to feel like it's okay to vote for a Democrat like him, you know. And so ended up, you know, the first 3 months, you know, he showed his true colors, and I woke up then. And so it's been a great journey of turning to the right side of things after that election, and been growing so much, learning so many things. So I wanted to go we've really hit up on these 3 points. But first of all, we've got to recognize, and that's what I've been trying to talk to people in my community. We've got to recognize that there is a problem, and this problem ain't going to go away, because once you allow tyrants into political positions in the office, in your job, in different, and you know, you hire them into your business and elect them on your board and different things like that. When they come from this ideology, or shall I say ideology, of this Marxist belief, it's going to be a downward slope. And so we have to recognize that there is a problem, just like coming to God. You got to recognize that you have a problem and you need God. Well, you have to recognize that there is a problem with the system, and we've got to be willing to stand up. We've got to be willing to stand up and not just stand up, but to shine light in spite of what might come, the backlash that might come our way. And so many of us are fearful of being rejected from people. But sometimes you have to speak the truth in love. And sometimes the truth being spoken in love still sounds harsh, but it still has to be spoken if you want to get the healing process started. And so that's where I started in my community. I'm pretty sure you've heard about the precinct strategy and all of this that has been going on. That the higher powers in the political arena have left dormant. The real power of the base. I happen to be a Republican now. I'll joke about it and say card holder Republican. But
are you a precinct committee man, Will? Are you a precinct
committee? Yes, I am.
I saw Dan Schultz on the the war room back in February of last year, and I said, "Whoa, what is this? I'm 48 years old. I've never heard of this." Kind of thought I knew what was going on. And then when I saw realized what it was, I said, "Oh, these rhinos, this is what they don't want you to know." So I said, I'm not going to let that happen, and became one literally like within a week and a half, and then had Dan on the show a couple times. He lives here in Arizona, so we've become friends and working with them to get more precinct committee man involved. Lucy's going to be coming on the show to talk about the Church of Satan. She is a precinct committee man with me, and we are recruiting more. We're working with the precinct strategy. Their information is all over our website. So if you go to the Take Action tab on our website, you will see precinct committee man, like how to become one here in Mayor Corruption County, how to become one in Arizona, and how to become one out of state. It gets you to the precinct strategy, which is Dan Schultz and Steve Stern, who's one of our partners and the owner of the Flag Shirt Company. So big full circle there, Will. It's amazing how all that happened by just me watching some segment on TV going, "You dirty rhinos." rhinos.
For people to realize how effective this is. Now, I only learned from the Dan Schultz, from our county chairman, our Republican chairman of our county, Douglas County in Georgia. And he's the one brought to the light to us, Daniel Wiley. He's a great young man. And he brought it to our attention about the precinct strategy. I had no idea about it. But I'm going to show you how effective it is. In our county, it turned blue about 6 years.
I've got about 30 seconds left. I need you to plug your website too. But you're coming back. You come back next month and we'll talk about it.
Okay, great. Hey, website is apostolicconservatives.com. So apostolic, APOSTOLIC, conservatives.com. We appreciate any support you guys can give us. We're growing in our movement, and we thank you so much.
It's all
I appreciate
good, my friend.
You inviting me on the show.
Hey, you know, us people with a microphone that are on any bit of the conservative side, I call it more of the common sense side, because I think some of the conservatives have ruined the conservative movement yet again, right? God forbid we should let them take charge. So anybody out there that has a vehicle in order to get messaging out, that has common sense, that's like-minded, they're always welcome on the show. That's when I met you, I said, "Oh, we gotta be friends. We gotta bring Will on, and we gotta support him. And we'll list your show on our website when we have the new one up and running here. Cause it's gonna be pretty amazing." So thank you, Will, and we will talk to you next month, my friend.
Okay, you have a blessed one. We'll talk.
You too. All right, so it is at 1:04, and we're gonna kick in the patriotic soapbox segment here in a second, but I did want to give you a little bit of business advice and play the promos commercial. I haven't done it in a while, and I really need to, because My phone conversation that I had last week, and I'll tell you real quick. Well, here's the business intro, right? And then it'll explain why this program that I put together, Promos for a Purpose, is so powerful. I didn't even realize how powerful it was until I had this phone call.
Let's get down to business.
All right, so my business tip today. My business tip today is paralleling what I've talked about for a while on the past couple of months and a bunch of shows and what I'm saying about today. You've got to take the bull by the horns at this point because there's no time not like the present in order to take action, not only in business, but in your personal life. We've been talking about that pretty hardcore on the show today. But literally, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose if there's a certain person you want to reach out to, there's a certain person that you want to get to know, somebody that you want as a potential client or whatever it may be? Literally, just pick up the phone. Because with our Promos for a Purpose program, we match nonprofit organizations and groups. You don't have to be a 501c3. You don't have to be into the government money laundering schemes in order to have that designation in order to actually do something good on the planet. And we match them with a business, and they become a purpose-driven business, and they support one each other. We have incredible marketing materials and programs and plans, and they come on the show. They have an interview. They get commercials. And they have tangible items that they could use to promote themselves. And the best part about it is you're able to then reach out and express to your potential clients or your community that because they want to support people that are like-minded. So they get to know you as the business owner and the organizations, right? So I had an amazing conversation with the director of communications for the Job Creators Network. And I'm partnering them through our program with one of our partners, Jeremy Torres, who's going to be coming on for a longer interview segment in the month of February. And the conversation was incredible. And Job Creators Network, small business owners, entrepreneurs, they're out there fighting, right? They're doing lawsuits so that people can keep their jobs, keep their businesses. They have 500,000 people in their newsletter, small businesses and entrepreneurs that gets a newsletter like once a week. So see what I'm saying is the power of reaching out, having them now working with Jeremy as a business consultant and advisor. Look at the power of that connection. Right? And it's simple. It started with, I mean, obviously, Elaine Parker has been on our show, but it was a year and a half ago. I said, I got to reach out to her. And that was episode 119, I think, 119, 118, somewhere in there. And we were talking about Job Creators Network. But it's something that was rekindled. Okay, that's my point. That's what we were talking about earlier with Antoine, that it's somebody that you talked to in the past, somebody that you were networking with in the past. And that's what, as I've been talking about over the past couple of weeks, these collaboration calls. So I did it. I picked up the phone. Now look what happened. Anyway, I'm going to play the Promos for a Purpose commercial. It's 30 seconds, but take a listen. Go check it out. The website is promosforapurpose.com. It's also on all of our information. It's something that you should seriously take a look at. It's really ridiculously inexpensive. The power of these connections and the materials is just unbelievable. And I didn't even realize how powerful it was until I had that phone conversation.
PromosForAPurpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for
Yeah, so go check that out. Powerful. Power. The power of connections and collaboration and networking with the people you know and the ones that you want to be around. Unbelievable. So let's bring our next guest. We're going to start the Patriotic Soapbox. We got three amazing guests sitting shotgun today. So let's cue the music, boys and girls.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
First up is Ohio Brett Ball. He's a sinner saved by grace, dynamic leader, creative fundraiser, and encouraging speaker. Since 2004, he's traveled America, uniting we the people and serving on the front lines, helping families fight the evil of spiritual tyranny and encouraging all to never give up on dreams when faced with life troubles. His life's purpose is now a reality because 4 months ago, he co-founded the Christian Revolution .net, a grant-giving organization to fund good people, projects, groups, and good things. Audience, a big round of applause for freedom and faith fighting, story sharing, center stage speaking, people uniting, God and country loving, masses motivating, passionate patriot, and fundraising fiend.
Hey, Michelle, it's awesome to be on with you again. You are the queen. We need the queen leading the way for all of us, we the people in the middle. Thank you so much for everything you're doing, coast to coast, border to border, Michelle. Ohio Brett is honored to be on air with you again.
Oh, you are so special, and I love meeting you in person. We were introduced with an email quite a few months ago, and then all of a sudden we were at the Reawaken tour up in the media room, and I think you said your name. I heard it, and I'm like, wait, you're Ohio Brett. And you're like, yeah. And then I was like, we need to have a conversation. Next thing you know, you and I go out to dinner, have an amazing time. I didn't want to leave, and I think we were there for almost 4 hours. And the world changed because we met. How about that? Because I know you now, and the amazing things that you're doing literally is going to be changing the world for so much good, and it's going to change a lot of lives because that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying. We are. Let's rephrase. We are. Right.
Well, we are, Michelle, and it's your leadership, my leadership. All of us make up Team Jesus. Not everybody plays the same role. Unfortunately, not everybody's even on Team Jesus. There's only two teams out there in this battle of good versus evil. So I'm going to spend the rest of my earthly days aligning myself with just engaging, encouraging, amazing leaders like yourself. Michelle, first of all, you need to know I want you to be encouraged on this day. God already knows your answer, the prayers that you verbalize. He also knows your unanswered prayers. So, Michelle, I believe by faith that great days are ahead for you and what you're doing to connect the business world, the leaders. It is so special, and I'm excited to be on your team as well.
Well, and we're going to be doing a bunch of more partnership projects together, which we're going to talk about that in the next time you come on, just because I actually have to, you know, put things on paper. That's the thing, is people like, you might have a great idea, right? And when you meet somebody and you're like, God, we got to do something together. People are like, oh, we got to do something. And then like 3 months goes by and they're like, well, what did you guys do together? Like, oh, well, we didn't get that far, but we had a great idea. No. There's no more time for that. So that is, you need to just literally, even if it's one sheet of paper, you whip out that pen and you just start jotting the things down and then you take your action. And that's the amazing thing that I want people to understand that Ohio Brett has done. Even though that this concept that he came up with was in 2004, it was earlier in, it was like in the, what, 4 or 5 months ago is when he said, it's time. It's time to do this because the time
that's
is now
right.
And people need it. And it's amazing that within a couple months, they've raised $330,000, helped 25 different groups and people out to fund their good projects to make those things a reality. And that's because the timing is perfect because we don't want to fund bad things. And like I said in the intro, we don't want to fund BLM projects or George Soros or the NGOs or every money laundering bill that comes out of conference. Or Congress, we want to fund the things for good, like you said, fund the projects that are there, the Team Jesus people, because it's important.
That's right. And Michelle, that's the expertise I have. I come from a sports world background. I know not everybody enjoys sports, but many people do. It's the fabric of America. Whether you're a former player or a parent of a player or a family member, or you're a fan of a team, sports is going to touch all of our lives. And it could be football, it could be basketball, it could be lacrosse, it could be baseball, it could be the Pro Golf Tour that comes to Phoenix every year, and what a great opportunity to network and engage with fun, loving Americans out at the in Phoenix. I'm going to miss it this year, but Michelle, we already talked about it. You and I, come on. We are going to entertain like crazy, and we're going to have the biggest blast for Team Jesus next year. But just so your international audience knows, they can find us at thechristianrevolution.net, thechristianrevolution.net. And all we ask is we ask you to read our open letter to the world. We're not for everybody. We're for Team Good versus Team Evil. And what we came up with, God led this on my heart in 2004 when he showed me, and I didn't understand it at all. What are you talking about, Lord? He showed me way back then, traveling to all 50 states, encouraging and growing the body of Christ, and giving away money, giving out the grant. So sometimes we have to walk out things in the earthly world. So it took some time. I wasn't being obedient to God's call in my life. I heard it. But I had to be make some mistakes, have some successes, be embedded, have people coach me up, had some amazing mentors. Nobody gets anywhere alone in this world. There's somebody that cares, someone that's going to correct you, someone's going to love on you, and someone's going to mentor you. I've had countless mentors. But now it's time to roll. So we're almost 5 months old, and, yes, we've given out $330,000 in grants. And, Michelle, as we shared over our working dinner, as we were just making plans to help really impact America for God, country, and sports, well, the ChristianRevolution.net will fund those that are standing up for good in six categories. Lawfare. Tom Renz is one of our grantees. Health and wellness and medical. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was one of the founders, and then she had an opportunity to start her own thing, and we were very fortunate. Coach Dave and I blessed her with a $95,000 grant. Health and wellness and medical is a big category. How about standing up for Jesus outside the four walls of the church? How about the sports world? How about music and how about education? Those are going to be our six big areas of focus. And the good news is in all 50 states, people are nominating those individuals and organizations that have been doing good versus evil in one of those categories, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. So we're super excited about what's in front of us. And Michelle, not too many people have drove from Fort Lauderdale to Phoenix. Well, this guy did, and Ohio Brett was honored to do that because you know what? God wanted me to do site selection and build those relationships because we're going to be doing a speaking tour, a concert tour, a golf tournament schedule. It's going to be amazing. We may even add a comedy tour to this. I just met with some great leaders. There's access to the talent that wants to fight for good in creative ways, and that's what we're all about.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's so important to, at this point, bring together, and I've been saying this on the show, this is what this platform is, to bring together the like-minded people because organizations like yours, people need to not only support it, but then they could nominate people to actually get the grants, but then the small business owners can contribute. And we want the small businesses to not only work together, we want you to buy and sell each other's products and services. Like, why go to Walmart unless you really have to go there for, you know, because it's a dollar cheaper or whatever it may be? Don't do that. You want to support your small businesses, whether they're online, preferably in community, right? Because then it builds the community. Because your big box stores, your big corporations, they're the ones who are nefarious characters. They're the ones who are mandating the masks or the non-vaccine bioweapon, which will not only harm you, but will kill you, because that's the facts. It's in the patents. Don't believe me. Listen to episode 285 and 286. And why would you want to support them, right? I mean, I understand you have to get on a plane, so you're kind of limited there. But otherwise, why is your money in Bank of America? Why are you donating to the GOP? Why are you donating to some of these big nonprofit organizations that aren't doing really good stuff? So it is up to us part of our civic duty, right? Our duty to humanity is to be conscious of where we spend our money, where we're supporting, who we're supporting, and where our money sits. And that's the great thing. What we're doing is we're bringing all these people together. And Brett, Ohio Brett, is like the icing on the cake with the ChristianRevolution.net, because obviously they, all of these good people, like patriotism, like all the patriots, they're poor. Okay. Right. Brett, it's like you got the people in the politics, they got money. People on the left, they've got all these groups coming at them with hundreds of billions, maybe even trillions of dollars at this point to pay them to even just be loud on the social media or even at events. But us patriots, there's no money. Where's our support? But yet we've got the passion. We've got the drive. We're the ones putting the war paint on the face. But yet
that's
everybody
right.
is still working full time and doing all that. And that's why
but we're
so
working that out, Michelle,
for your group.
And that's why you're an encouragement to me, because we are working that out. The right, the truth is coming out of evil is being exposed. And over these last 2 years, that was the question when I first asked it, who's funding good? Because please don't tell me pastors. It seemed to me many pastors were living in fear and not faith. Don't tell me big business. They're the ones giving billions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. And no kidding, Black Lives Matter. But the organization, they said that they were Marxist-trained, anti-American. They want socialism and communism. And so we have to do it ourselves. So we, the people, will roll up our sleeves in the middle, Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. We're coming together like never before. And the ChristianRevolution.net will be on the front lines of that. Ohio Brett will be on the front lines of that, doing everything I can with my platform as a speaker, as a co-founder of the Christian Revolution, and as a fundraiser, helping those patriots put gas in the tank, help fund them so they can be doing what they do in Tennessee, in Maine, in Alaska, in Hawaii, Arizona, Florida, all 50 states is the plan. And we're laying it out. We laid out a 3-year plan, and we're only almost 5 months into that plan. And one of the great things through partnerships, and I know, Michelle, everybody at Brighteon.tv is a huge fan of yours. I'm actually in studio in Pigeon Forge, and Michelle is a rock star. She has been such a great host with Alan Keyes and America Unhinged.
Awesome.
Every time Michelle's on there, the numbers just skyrocket. It's not just because she's good looking. She's good looking, but she's also one of the most amazing on-air talents, and her passion just shines forth. You know, I heard they may even be doing a Patriot version of The Bachelorette, and Michelle, there's a God-fearing man out there that's coming for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we should do that, because we're going to do the Shark Tank for Patriots, but Miles will do the Bachelorette at the same time and have some fun with it. You know what I mean?
Well, Michelle,
that's
we have to have fun. We have to live life. There's somebody out there for everybody. I just real quickly over dinner shared with Michelle that how God works in mysterious ways. And there was a young lady that I dated when I played for the University of Toledo, and I wasn't walking things out, but God is so good. I'm getting a second chance with my Hollis. And there's somebody out there for everybody, but we have to walk it out. And then back to the Brighteon.tv, it's amazing what's happening here, that I am so thankful. They're letting Ohio Brett co-host with Dr. John Diamond this week on America Unhinged. It's sports week. And this morning we had our live show at 9 a.m. And Dr. John Diamond just made his declaration on how we need to have a sports show and how we can interview sports world speakers, coaches, players, wives, family members, corporate leaders in America, and politicians who have played sports in their life, and sports has impacted their journey for God, country, and sports. And so I'm very excited each day the rest of this week. Ohio Brett gets to host the sports talk show. We got some amazing speakers coming on. You're not going to want to miss it. Go to Brighteon.tv, and you'll be able to watch the show at 9 a.m. every day.
And that's 9 a.m. Eastern time, so people know exactly what time zone it's
in. That's right.
And
thank you so much.
Of course, of course. And then what happens on Brighteon on the homepage there, after the you'll click on the, you know, the arrow to watch it live. Below that, it'll see archive shows. So once the show is aired, it'll show you where to click. That'll get you over to all the past episodes for all of the Brighton shows. So if you happen to miss any of the Ohio Brett shows that he's doing this week, you just click on there, and then it'll have the title, obviously, in the video. So you can do that. And then he kicked off my show on Brighton TV, which is on Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that was on the episode that was on the 21st. You can go to our website. I put a special link there of everythinghomeaboutus.com. And it has a link to all the Brighton shows that we've had so far on our Friday video show. And you can always find that on Brighton.tv on that same link where you can go watch the past episodes of Ohio Brett. So I wanted to make that very accessible for people, because these shows that we're doing over there are really, they're fun, but they're also, it's great quality content. Ohio Brett. So what do you want people to do to get involved, and how can they participate, and what can they do right now to become a part of the ChristianRevolution.net?
Well, first of all, we want you to go to our website, thechristianrevolution.net. And Michelle, we want everything to start with prayer. We know we're not for everybody. We're going on a journey to fund good versus evil. Our journey's not going to be easy, but we're going to go because God let it on our hearts to do that. So when you go to thechristianrevolution.net, please consider saying a prayer for us. And then if you feel led, after you read our open letter to the world, which is on the homepage, if you like what we're doing, yes, funding is needed so we can give out grants. We ask for you to give $10, $20, $100 or more. We truly believe there's over 1 million Christians in America that will cheerfully give so we can help fund the good Team Jesus.
Yeah, it's about coming together, because there is power in numbers, right? There's power in numbers. The goal that we have is to mobilize, and we need to multiply. And that way you can make a difference. You can make a dent in it. So if everybody's throwing in a little bit of spare change, right? Next thing you know, you've got 10 grand that can go to a group or an organization or a person to create something amazing.
Well, Michelle, we think it's going to be bigger. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm just giving it a little example. Spare change.
Yes, and I love it, because here's where your funding goes. To all the categories I mentioned, but just look at the impact that we can have with our homeschool communities, with the college communities. We're not giving up on our college kids that have been just evil infested over the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years. We're not giving up on them, but we're going to have some fun. Oh, you're going to see some tailgates. You're going to see some Jericho marches around football stadiums next fall. It's going to be powerful and impactful, and we are coming for America. And I believe by faith that we can have the ChristianRevolution.net is first and foremost a grant-making business, but we're also recruiting for Team Jesus. We think we can recruit team members in every single county and every single state in America. And the third thing we're going to do is we're going to guide those team members where they need to go to get truth. And you're on a show right now. You need to follow Michelle in everything that she does, because she's sharing truth. You need to follow Brighton.tv. You need to follow the influencers out there that are sharing the real truth. So you better believe we will also be on the front lines guiding people to where they can get that truth. Now, it takes effort and energy, Michelle, to take action. So we're going to encourage them to take that action. Peaceful noncompliance in America is where we're headed. And You see the truckers up in Canada that leading the way for us? What an encouragement they've been. But
oh yeah.
But Michelle, thank you for bringing Ohio Brett on again today. I am here for you whenever you need help. I can't wait to our next meeting where we lay out that piece of paper and we actually put action plans into place on how we can partner.
Oh, you're such a special man, and I appreciate you too so much. The fact that we got a chance to spend some time together and really get to know each other and now like kindred spirits that really are going to do some amazing things, currently are, but together we're going to do stuff. And you know, me and the great thing about you and me is we want to do it now. Like we don't say, okay,
right.
Well, you know, in a few months from now, or, you know, oh, let me get to the second quarter. No, now. Like I'm already mad that I haven't put out the pen and paper and put it together just because I literally haven't had time, but I'm going to make the time to put the information out because that's what I want people to understand. That's what you need to do. You need to take action. You need to do it now, whether it's in your business, your life, your community and life, both are faith too. And so is your business, right? If your faith is strong in you, then that should be a part of your business too, because people want to work with like-minded people. People want to support those who have the same values and beliefs that they do. So don't be afraid to bring your faith into your community, more so into your life and be proud of it. And also in your business, because it'll only will benefit you. And then I'll let you go, Brett, but, and I want you to comment on this real quick before I bring on Lucy. What I have observed by doing this show, the 777 live segments and 200 or 326 partners. It's almost like a case study. What I have found is that the individuals, whether it's a business or a nonprofit, or if they're just a solo entrepreneur or a group, the ones that were actually very stable in their faith, where they talked about it, where it became part of more of their communication and it was part of their business, and they were proud to talk about it, those people are more successful in their business than people who aren't. And I saw this pattern happening on the show, and it was just unbelievable to me. So I always try to bring that up, especially when there's somebody on the show that is strong in their faith, because I'm encouraging other people to get more involved with it, be more supportive, and shout, you know, I'm not saying you got to shout it from the rooftops, but don't be afraid of talking and discussing it, because it's been so suppressed. You know, like they always say, you never talk about religion and church and religion, or church and politics and religion. And that's because they don't want you to talk about the truth. They don't want to talk about issues that are going on. They don't want you to talk to each other and find out, yeah, those guys are a bunch of scum buckets too, and a bunch of rhinos, and they're evil and they're demons. They don't want you to know that, because then we're all going to get on the same page and get rid of them all. So do you want to comment on that real quick? Because how the faith has your faith and belief has really empowered your business. Because I think it's important for people to remember that and to implement that into their, you know, a different way of thinking.
Yes. And Michelle, everybody has to walk it out with their own style. Michelle, you have a beautiful style of how you do your professional business. I have my own style, and I'm not going to waver for God, country, and sports. That's what I have, and that's what I'm going to do. But also, that truth that's being suppressed. Yes, of course we should talk about politics, but we also need to listen. The worst kind of bully in the world tries to silence the opposing view. I want to repeat that for your international audience. The worst kind of bully tries to silence the opposing view. And what do we see happening all over America and the world right now? In politics, they don't want to have an open conversation. They don't want to have a debate. They don't even want to have an open conversation. They just want to ram their opinion down your throat. Okay? And then now when we, the people in the middle, are waking up that, wait a minute, we've all been deceived. I've been deceived because I voted one way all my life, and they've never balanced the budget. They're not honoring the Constitution. And my friends who are center left, they feel dirty and deceived because their once proud party that actually loved America now is being ran over by people who hate America and want socialism and communism. So, Michelle, one of the cool things that everything that we do, everything that Brighteon does, everything that the ChristianRevolution.net does, we are actually uniting we the people in that truth that we have all been deceived. Now, we have to take action on that. One of the actions is support local, support patriot businesses. That's something that's so easy, but we need to encourage others and actually do it. And we will. And we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to lay out the plans. We're going to travel America and make it happen. Since I passed through Arkansas, Michelle, I just have now been in 21 states since September 2nd when we launched the Christian Revolution. By faith, I'll be to all 50 states before next September. And, Michelle, you're invited. We're having a huge party. I want you there in Buffalo, where we launched the ChristianRevolution.net September 2nd this year. Next year, I'm already working with multiple committees, concert committees, golf outing committees, speaking program committees. So much fun we're going to have in the greater Buffalo area. Most likely, it's going to be the third week of Buffalo. Coach Dave and I are going to make that decision next week, but we will, by faith, I'll be to all 50 states before then. And the beautiful thing is, we the people are rising up peacefully, but we're rising up in truth. Michelle, God bless you. Thank you for letting me on your show again today, and I'll look forward to the next invite.
You are very welcome, my friend, the ChristianRevolution.net, and good luck doing your shows all week. Tell Dr. J I said hello and the rest of the crew over at Brighteon.tv, Bob Denny and Heather and Hunter and all the rest of them. Thank you so much, my friend.
Talk to you later. God bless.
Oh, that's a little inspiring, right? I hope that penetrated the message and what they are working on and what we're all doing together to change this country. Speaking of changing this country, you want to know who's changing it for the worse? People right here in the city of Scottsdale. We already know Scottsdale's got issues. We've got Mayor Corruption County audit crickets, right? And then what else do we got? Oh, we got the rhinos here in Arizona, and they're all over the place. Oh, this is when you say anything about the audit here in Arizona, this is what you hear. Yeah, that's crickets. Go ahead and ask Karen Fan about the audit, and that's the answer you get. You get the crickets, right? So we got lots of problems here, lots of problems here. But the most recent problem, Church of Satan, they're coming here for their annual convention. Literally, there is an annual convention from people that are Satanists that do orgies, and they do, human sacrifice and sacrificing animals and all kinds of crazy ass satanic worshiping. So I asked my good friend Lucy to come on the show to talk about it because they're coming here next month. So let me do her intro for you guys. So I worked on this last night. I was like, this is a pretty good intro. So Lucy DeGrazia is a professionally trained musician with extensive experience performing with numerous symphonies and orchestras. Being a mother of five, she realized early on the institutional school systems were incompetent at educating children and were only indoctrination centers. So she homeschooled all of them and became an active and loud advocate. In 2020, she ran for the Scottsdale Unified School District Board. Oh, they've been in the news too, people. And her campaign was sabotaged by rhinos and the elected elite establishment who love CRT, SEL, and CSE. And if you haven't heard of that one, it's comprehensive sex education. Oh, my God. And look at how that turned out for our current board of spies, tyrants, and Nazis. Masks for everyone's and pedophiles are awesome. Yes, that is going on here in the Scottsdale School District. She's also a precinct committee man in LD23 with me, which is how we met. And I encourage people to go check out our page on the Take Action tab in order to become a precinct committee man. It's very easy. We're talking about that earlier with Will and the precinct strategy, Dan Schultz. We're partnered with those guys. Everything, all their information, literally, it's on our website. You can Take Action tab. It's right there. Her Christian faith has been incredibly strong her entire life, and she currently is the worship leader at the Hope of the Valley Assemblies in Tempe. Lucy's current mission is to bring awareness to the Church of Satan's invasion of Scottsdale, Arizona, for their first annual nationwide convention of Satanists, February 11th through the 13th, which is right there during the Phoenix Open. And this this demonic Sawara Hotel is the location for all the hedonists to come, which, of course, our previous Mayor Lane welcomed with open arms because he said Scottsdale is the inclusive city, so why not bring on the Satanists? It's unbelievable. You can't write this stuff. It's unbelievable. Audience, a big round of applause for a God and country loving, people protecting, truth bombing, demon kicking, freedom spreading, music making, faith leading, homeschooling, child saving, Satan slayer. Lucy, how are you today, my friend?
I am awesome, and that intro was, made me feel really good there. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, and that's what I try to do. I don't try. I do on this show. I want people to feel good about who they are and how good of a message they're getting out, or the hard work that they're doing, or the things they're sacrificing. Because a lot of the times we're out there busting our rear ends, and we're getting backlash, or we're getting the haters who are just demons, right? Evil spirits that are out there that are like, that are saying, oh, Lucy's bad for the school board. But yet then all of a sudden they're recalling people from the school board, and then they're calling Lucy and say, hey, if we get him out, can you go ahead and take the spot? She's like, you guys should have thought of that the first time. So now clean up your own mess and your poopy diapers, right? So you're doing great work, and you're always out there on the front lines. And you should be recognized for that, because that's kind of
I think I was a little ahead of my time running for the school board. The Scottsdale parents weren't ready for the truth that they now know.
No, they weren't. They were just all happy to wear their masks, and they couldn't wait for their kids to get the non-vaccine bioweapon, and they got the bioweapon, and they got the booster shot, and they said, we need more masks. Can we wear three? Yeah, welcome to Scottsdale, Arizona.
So the reality hit, and they went, oh, my gosh, what did we just sign on for? Yeah.
what did we do? And then, there you have it. Yeah. So homeschooling is something that people should really consider, because the indoctrination centers, keep in mind here, the Department of Education, which is what it used to be called when I was young. I think that's what it was called when you grew up in Connecticut. They call it the Department of Public Instruction. So right then and there, they're instructing children as opposed to educating them.
Yep.
Why would you want your child to be a part of that, regardless of everything that we're talking about? Why are they there? And you're paying taxes for it.
Yeah, parents need to step up and save their children. They got to save their children. They got to save our families. And in the end, it'll save the country. But they have to protect their children now at all costs. And that means pulling them out. But, because... Satan's here. And Satan's been, it's so funny because I wrote the article, Satan's coming to Scottsdale, or is he already here, right? I mean, you think about what's been going on here. We've got the Lucifer telescope here and that the Vatican owns. We've got the 5G blockchain that's coming right out of our devil university. Our capital city is the Phoenix, which is the devil bird. We're the sex trafficking hub of the world, pretty much number two, right? So Satan, I'm not surprised that Satan feels very at home here, are you?
Well, you give a great point. You're giving out specifics of all the bad things that are here. And literally, I had no idea Arizona was so demonic and like loved Satan. But ASU, they're the Sun Devils. Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What? And the best part is that you enlightened me this in a very short period of time. So you keep pointing these things out. And I was like, I had no idea. And I'm going to tell everybody a story, because you mentioned the 5G. And it's not that we're not talking about the Church of Satan. It's just that all of this is compounded, and it all connects
to each
other.
It's all linked together.
One big web of pure evil, destruction, and demons. So Lucy and I went over to the Mayor of Corruption County, our board, our county GOP meeting. And we did that 3 weeks ago. And then we went over last weekend to the state meeting for the GOP. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that ton of time, but I just wanted to, because I wanted to mention the 5G. I wanted to mention the 5G. So we drove, for those of you that are here, we drove Cactus from about the 101 to the church, which is Dream City Church, which is a demonic church. Okay. Well, because we got sick there, which, because I know that there was something they must have been in it's aerosol, right? Because that's in the patents as to how this quote unquote COVID bioweapon, right? It's the non-vaccine bioweapon is actually transmitted. And that's fact. It's in the patents. You don't believe me? Episode 285 and 286. So with that being said, when we were driving, and that's when we were to Cave Creek, and then we drove home on Greenway, two major streets, the amount of 5G towers with all kinds of boxes in all sizes and shapes, and some of them they try to disguise as palm trees, I've never seen anything like it in my life, that it was one after the next, and some were huge. Some were like, try to be sneaky. I could not believe all of them. And that's when you kind of enlightened me, and I was like, this is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're surrounded. But, yeah, so we're also surrounded by Satan. So let's talk about this, because I got some – I want to inform you. So we have a new – the Church of Satan, in case you didn't know, has been around since the 60s. It was started in, of all places, San Francisco by Anton LaVey in 1966. He erected the first temple of Satan. And then the second location for the – Church of Satan is, of all places, Hell's Kitchen, New York, right? So it really took some good root there. And then Michael Aquino joined up with Anton LaVey, and he was our, I don't know if you know about him, but he was our army Satanist. He was the official high ranking in our U.S. military and open Satanist that our military had no problem with. And what he wound up doing was he took all like the mind control techniques that the military uses, and he implemented them in his Church of Satan on his members in his congregation. So it's kind of interesting. But fast forward, now we have our new hip modern Church of Satan leader, and he comes straight from none other than the pits of hell, Detroit. And he's a social activist Harvard grad, and his name is Doug Meisner, but he likes his Satan name, Lucian Graves. Lucian Graves, he calls himself. He is the modern leader of the Church of Satan. He is responsible for the Protect Children Project, which gave us our newly rising after-school Satan clubs that you're seeing in the schools, right? After-school Satan. And,
wow.
And so, yeah, he's bringing – this is their first national convention. They're coming out here basically yeah, they're flipping the bone at Mayor Lane in Scottsdale because they lost a lawsuit in 2016. They petitioned to do the opening prayer of invocation prayer at our political meetings in Scottsdale, and they were denied because Satanists don't invoke a higher power. They invoke themselves, and we don't want anybody invoking themselves at our meetings. We have enough of that with the rhinos and the establishment.
Right. It's so true.
So we said no. And now they're coming after us.
Oh, that's great.
We do need to take it serious. It's not a silly thing. It's a pretty serious thing because their goal is not to make the whole world Satanist. Their goal is to take God out of our laws and our system of government. And what they do is they become real annoying like they're doing now, and they force the Christians and the Patriots to stand up against them, and then they go to the higher powers and they go, you see, and the higher powers go, yeah, you know what? This is creating so much craziness. Let's just eliminate all of it, right? And that's how you get prayer taken out of school, and you get the Ten Commandments taken out of your courthouses, and you wind up where good is evil, and now evil is good, and you pick your gender, and you get arrested if you don't use the right pronouns, and, you know, on and on and on and on it goes. But this is where it starts. So we need to be out there, and I'm calling on all Christians and Jews, because you're part of this too, guys, and you got to get out there and stand for God, because God tells us, resist the devil, and he will flee. God never says, hey, welcome him in, because, you know, you have religious freedom here, and it's really good, and it's really good to share our beliefs with Satanists. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible. So, so I'm calling people to come out there and pray, not a protest. You don't fight anger with anger. You fight evil with good, and so we're going to be out there in prayer and worship, and we'll be out there for these Satanists. I mean, these people are lost. Maybe we can share the gospel with some of them and get them to come to the light. I mean, these people are living in really dark places, you know. But Scottsdale Christians need to wake up, because they've been asleep at the wheel for a very long time. I'm really saddened, Michelle, to tell you the truth. I've been living in Scottsdale for 16 years and attending Scottsdale churches one disappointment after the next, after the next, after the next. Most of them don't even ever preach on the topic of evil or resisting or Ephesians 6, your armor. I talk to Scottsdale Christians all day long. They don't even know what the armor of God is, let alone have any of it on. So, you know, we need to strengthen up here. We need to get out. We need to, you know, be in prayer, be in worship. It's this is God's country. He gave us this land, and he will take it from us. If you know, I mean, what does he say? You know, I think it was what Jeremiah, where he said, you know, show me one person that's still good, and I won't destroy the land. And there was not one, right? So, yeah, it's our time. Well, God's calling us.
You know, what you brought up is, A, this is not a protest, and you don't fight, you fight evil with good, but because, and you said you've been here 16 years, and the Scottsdale Church is a big disappointment, just like our Scottsdale government, our mayor corruption government, our Doug Ducey, and all the bad things that are here, the people that are in elected elite positions, not leaders, in leadership positions, literally driving this state over the cliff. In many, many ways, because, you know, don't forget our city of Scottsdale, or the city of Scottsdale City Council, they thought it was an awesome idea to vote 7-0 to approve an ordinance that says it's okay for a man who's identifying as a woman to go into with a beard and a dress on, to go pick and choose whatever bathroom he wants to go into. And it could just happen to be a locker room for a girl's school where the next thing you know, he's peeing next to a 6-year-old. And they thought that was an awesome idea. So they're not alone. Yeah. They're not alone, people. There was at the time when we found this out at our precinct committee man meeting, which is why I encourage you to get involved and become when you learn these things. I had no idea. So over the summer, when they were telling us at that time, there was 8 cities that all voted, that's an awesome idea, sign us up because we're a diverse city. No, that is not diversity. That is bad. That is insane. Yeah. God help the man who says he's a woman with a big furry beard and a burly, burly body wearing a dress in the bathroom when I come out and I'm trying to put on lipstick and there he is putting on his lipstick. God help that man, because that is not that is not in diversity, inclusion, and whatever other word that is now they attach to that, equity or who knows what the hell it is. But anyway,
Well,
my point of saying,
I gotta tell you,
let me make this point, because it's back to the church and the power of what people aren't doing. You brought up a great point about how when the churches aren't doing their job to preach and to teach properly, because they're leaving things out. They're leaving out the Ephesians. They're leaving out Revelation. Right? My Canarian questions. Bear with me. You're the smart one, not me. They're leaving these things out. So then people don't realize that they have the power to push back, and they're thinking, oh, well, I didn't. No one told me. That's what I say to you all the time when we're on the phone. I'm like, well, I didn't know. No one. I didn't know. Nobody told me. You're like, oh, well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to help you. So you say, resist the devil and he will flee. I didn't know that. I didn't know if we resist the devil, he will flee. But a lot of us don't know it. We don't know.
Right. Because our churches,
we have the power.
Our churches have been, our churches have been weak. Our churches are not teaching. They're, you know, we have a lot of churches that have made pacts with the government and the medical industry over this whole COVID. And they've agreed. And you see these churches who are requiring masks or requiring distance, and you know they're doing COVID testing in their parking lots and that kind of stuff. And I just want to tell you, Michelle, they don't realize, it's almost like you forgive them, Lord. They don't realize what they're doing. They're participating unknowingly in satanic ritual, because satanic ritual is cover the face. It's a mask, and it's, you have a pentagram on the floor. Each point on the pentagram is 6 feet apart, so you stand 6 feet, and I don't have to tell you groups of sixes, right? You put your groups of sixes together. So they've had us for 2 years participating, good Christian people, under this lie of, oh, you're helping grandma if you wear your mask. No, you're serving Satan unknowingly. And this is where Jesus tells us, you know, don't be deceived. Be careful. Stay on this narrow path, because there's a lot of lies out there. I mean, Satan is the father of lies. And the Satanists, look at their website. They go, we don't worship Satan. really good people, right? Because they're the father of lies. So people
right.
go, oh, the Satanists, they don't worship Satan. They're just an environmental club. Well, then you've been deceived, right? And, you know,
exactly.
We've got to wake up out of this. Yeah, we've got to wake up out of this. The other, and I know we're running out of time, Michelle, but the other thing I really want to hit is what our churches are doing. A lot of the, and it's not every church, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to attack all pastors, but there is a huge section maybe of Scottsdale churches who just do not ever talk about repentance or your relationship with the Lord. They make it seem like, hey, Jesus is this really cool hippie in sandals. He just loves you just the way you are, doesn't ever want you to do anything. Whatever you're doing, you're good right there. And that's like couldn't be farther than the truth. And, you know, when you read Proverbs number 2, it's full of action words, verbs, where we're told to listen and to treasure and to tune our ears and to cry out and to search and to seek, because that's where we find the truth. We don't just sit back, continue in our addictions and all our stuff and you know, our, hey, I'm going to church on Sunday, and on Monday I'm back to my own self, but I'm a Christian, I'm a good person. And
well, that sounds very
there's
Catholic.
No power. There's no power. Yeah. And so I'm here to call on the Christians to know your Holy Spirit power. Dive into the Word. So you're the sword of the Spirit is part of our armor. That is the Word of the Lord. And you're useless without it. So don't depend on your churches to teach you anymore. Don't depend on your pastors. Yes, go to church, because we do need to be in fellowship with each other. So don't use it as an excuse to not go to church, but study on your own. Study on your own. Read, because the Lord will teach you. And then get out there and stand with us from the 11th through the 13th, and just be out there praying. You don't have to come out all day long. You can come out for an hour. Pray some psalms, pray through some psalms, bring some friends, sing some songs. I'll be out there with my guitar. We can sing, we can worship. We're returning to God is what this is about, not a protest. This is a prayer fest. So we've got to return to our roots, and our roots are the Judeo-Christian God who gave us this land 400 years ago and said, occupy it until I return, not invite in all the evil and live amongst the evil and become evil, right?
Or set it on fire. So, yeah, we don't need to do that either.
Right.
Which is what we're doing. We're doing a good job of that.
No,
so it's the Saguaro Hotel.
Fire.
So I just want to make sure that
so
everybody
the
knows
the
date.
Yeah, so the other thing you can do is go on the reviews. Go on Yelp. Go on Yelp and give the Saguaro. Hit them up with some negative reviews for doing this, because that'll hit them in the pocketbook. And maybe they'll think twice before they are going to have the nation's Satanists come into our city streets. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. You get a bunch of people that got, their panties in a wad when somebody wouldn't make a cake because it was against their hardcore religious values. But then there's crickets when a satanic group called the Church of Satan is going to come and party all weekend long, have orgies and do satanic sacrifices at the hotel, because the hotel thinks that the contract is, there's nice dollar signs in that. Nobody's saying
right.
anything. So that just, it puts things in perspective on how we've all lost our way as to what's our priorities.
Yeah. It's all silliness and nonsense until somebody's backyard dog goes missing from their backyard over the weekend, never to be seen
Which
again.
Will
because
happen.
They will sacrifice animals. Yeah.
Yeah. Which will happen.
They will
so
sacrifice.
Keep your animals indoors, people, and your children, because who knows at what level they're going to push the envelope. Because when you have,
right.
it's kind of like a BLM riot, right? So it starts off of people just kind of pushing and shoving. And then next thing you know, the entire block is demolished because it's been lit on fire. So you
mm-hmm.
have this demonic energy, and you have people getting all riled up. And so it starts with just, hey, let's just all have a big orgy. Then it goes to let's go get the dog. And then, what's that kid doing? We haven't done one of those in a while. So you think this is being exaggerated. It's not, because it happens and it goes on.
Yep.
So let's
just get worse and worse.
Don't be surprised if that's the stories you hear from the weekend. And it's February 11th through the 13th from 12 to 5 in front of the Saguaro Hotel. And Lucy will be there 4, with 000. Her guitar and a bunch of people. Give the Telegram account if that's where you want people to go to join to get the information, or if there's Facebook, which that'll get shut down, but at least give the Telegram.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and a Telegram page. They're both called The Holy War in AZ. So feel free to jump on there, see what we're doing. We're preparing. We're praying. We're getting ready to just be out there in a three-day prayer event, because, you know, God fights our battles for us. We're supposed to do exactly what he's telling us to do. No fear. Resist the devil. Stand against evil. Occupy the land until he returns. And that's what I'm going to do.
And it's The Holy War in AZ on Facebook and Telegram. And it's Holy, H-O-L-Y. And that's for any of those who haven't gone to church or read Bible or been anything with faith. It's H-O-L-Y, holy, not W-H-O-L-E-Y, holy, with an H. Okay,
yeah, if you're
who
looking
are,
for a...
You're out of shape.
Yeah,
it's
if
an
you're
H.
For church, come down to Tempe to Hope of the Valley Assemblies. We have Sunday morning services at 11. We never closed during COVID. We've been
good.
We've been going. We feed the community. We're out there working every weekend, ministering to the homeless. And God is moving, and we're obedient. So I thank you so very much for having me on, Michelle. And I want to thank you for everything that you do for the Republic, for our freedoms. We are desperately in need of good patriots like you who give us the truth, and I'm really grateful for you.
You're welcome, and also thank you for everything you're doing and the information that you've given me and the questions and your patience as I ask my kindergarten questions. And I know you giggle in your head and you're like, wow, she really knows something about God and the Bible, but I'll entertain. I'll give her the facts. So I appreciate your patience and all that. And then real quick, did you want to sing like a couple phrases of a song that I'd asked you to do in church like 6 months ago? Or did you have that prepared? Did you want to give me a little something? So
yeah, but I'll give you a little inspiration here.
Yeah, would you?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved the world. Bring your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world. Amen. John 3:16.
Thank you so much, my friend. You know how I love to hear you sing. And I appreciate you sharing that with us on the air. That was absolutely beautiful. And you said John, what, 3:16? Is that what you said?
John 3:16.
All right. So everybody, you want to head down to the Saguaro Demonic Hotel, February 11th to the 13th, even if it's for 5 minutes, and swing by. And you can check out on Facebook, the Evil Satanic Facebook, and also on Telegram, The Holy War in AZ, and that's holy with an H for those of you out of shape. So thank you, my friend. We'll talk later, and well, we got it going on. We'll do what we can. We'll do what we can to
fight God
the
bless.
Satanists. All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Lucy. Okay. Keep up the
you
great
too.
Work.
God bless.
What a great patriot and a freedom fighter, faith fighting freedom flyer and fighter and demon slayer, huh? Satan slayer, all of that, all rolled into one. Speaking of demons, right? So speaking of demons, we are heading on over to Texas at this point. There's a lot of demons that are in office, political positions of power, the elected elite. And we've got a great Patriot who is going to be running against one of them. So up next is Kyle Sinclair. He's a native Texan, father of eight, Army veteran, is running for Congress to give the people of District 20 in San Antonio, Texas, real representation. He's an accomplished healthcare executive who served as a Medical Service Corps officer in the Army National Guard and a proven leader in the boardroom and in service to his country. Kyle is up against the left lapdog, Joaquin Castro. Remember, you've seen him. He's got an identical twin brother, Castro's. What do we think of those guys? Yeah, not so good. And Joaquin has been taking his constituents for granted for 9 years that he's been in office, destroying our country. And it's time for real representation, an America First candidate, someone who actually loves this country. What a novel concept for somebody that is in Washington, D.C. Audience, a big round of applause for a country loving and serving, common sense cap wearing, freedom fighting, D.C. demolition, business leading, passionate, patriotic, positive politician. Kyle Sinclair with his cape on to the rescue. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. And, you know, it's anybody that I come across, that I meet, that I'm introduced to, that literally gets it and is the opposite of what is going on in local politics to national politics. It doesn't matter at this point because it's all bad. It's all corrupt and it's all destroying this country. It's destroying our businesses. It's destroying our schools. It's destroying families. And literally it's killing people because of a wide open southern border just with the fentanyl and amongst many other things, the human sex trafficking. So anytime that I meet someone who is willing to jump into the fight to actually try to do what they can to stop it, they are welcome on this platform. And you are one of those, you are one of those candidates. Yep. So tell everybody a little bit about what got you into this, a little bit about who you are and why you're going to save the day in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. No, again, thanks for having me on in the introduction. Absolutely. You know, and I'm excited. I think more than ever, as I'm out talking to constituents, that's part of the thing I'm realizing, I'll back up because I'm a political outsider. And for me, what that means, and for most of the general public, that means I've never run for office. I got involved in the 2020 election, saw what was going on and did not like it. And whether it's my service background or just love for country, I wanted to get involved. And so I did. I started getting involved in local politics, the parties, the grassroots women's clubs and other clubs in San Antonio, and realized that we have a lot of issues and started looking around what's going on in San Antonio, and particularly, you know, landed on U.S. Congress and realizing District 20 and Congressman Castro, that we have a incumbent and congressman. And I joke as I'm going along the campaign, but, you know, I say Congressman Castro and I have one thing in common, and that's neither one of us have passed a bill in Congress. And for me, that's a problem. We have an incumbent who's been there almost 10 years and has never passed a bill for this country. So what truly have you done? And as you start peeling back the onion and see where he's voted, see what he stands for, you watch some of his social media posts, and you realize that you have a congressman who hasn't passed a bill, who doesn't truly represent the people of District 20 or San Antonio, who actually doesn't spend a lot of the time in the district. He spends most of his time in D.C. and we know elsewhere. And I have a problem with that. You know, I live in District 20. He currently represents me and my family, and I have a big problem with that. But that's kind of what got me started. I realized there's a lot of issues in this country that we need to change, and you mentioned several of them. I'm sure we're going to talk further about some of them, but a big thing. I wanted to change this country. I keep saying that the America I grew up in and served the country with is not the same America we are in now, and sure as heck will not be the same America that my kids will grow up in. And I have a real, real problem with that. I love this country, and we are the greatest country this world has ever seen and still are, even with our faulty. We still are the greatest country in the world.
Well, we are at a very tipping point where we're literally close to the point where we're not going to be the greatest country in the world. And I want people to really understand that. I mean, Yes, thankfully, you've got Kristen Sinema here. She's senator here, and you've got Joe Manchin,
yep,
right, that
yep
are preventing the filibuster from moving forward, which if they passed H.R. 1, which for those of you who are just kind of tuning in, maybe you started everyone, you've heard the media talk about H.R. 1 just in the past month or two. Actually, no, in January of last year, they were talking about H.R. 1. We talked about it on this show, and we gave everybody a heads up that they were going to hold off on really pushing it so they can work on a couple other things. And that's exactly what planned out. If that goes through, then literally there's so many destructive things in there than there, that we will not be the greatest country. We will not have the infrastructure of a country because it takes away the state's power to actually to have to do anything with the elections, and much worse. There's so much in it, but that was just, you know, that's kind of the number one thing. So I want people to realize how important these elections are that are, it might not be in your state. Like I'm here in Arizona, right? We're in Mayor Corruption County. Your election is almost just as important for me that it is for elections here in your own state. Because we're at the tipping point, well, shouldn't use tipping point twice, but, you know, control of the Senate, control of just getting somebody in there who might be a little wishy-washy, even if it's, you know, got a little R to their name, which it, just because you have an R doesn't mean anything. A lot of the times it means you're wrong. So it's important to pay attention to some of these other key, congressional spots in other states, that if you can support or at least learn or at least push out content or information or contact your friends in that state and get them on board. So we as patriots need to kind of re-strategize on how we can participate not only in our own states, but in other states, like to support someone like Kyle, because it is a big deal to get out Castro and to put him in there.
It
I just
is.
Want people to realize that it's not just if because it's just in another state, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yep. And it is. I mean, unfortunately, you know, Texas is in the heart of obviously the border crisis that we're in. And that's one of, you know, one of many platforms, but that is definitely one of them. The decisions of the people that are making the decisions up in Congress, I have one right now. He's an open socialist and wants open borders. He called for illegal immigrants that broke our federal laws to be released from prison. And they know they're flying them through San Antonio. They're flying Texas mm-hmm. across this country. So the southern border, the crime, the drug, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking is not just a southern or a Texas problem. This is a national problem. I'll give you an example. Most of you saw or heard a few months ago, New York State approved 800,000 illegal immigrants to be able to vote in local elections. And to back to what you said, the HR bill, HR 1, that is a massive, massive problem. We just passed in 2021, 2 million illegal immigrants caught and processed. And so we have got to get people in Congress that care about this country, that care about our elections, that care about our freedoms protected by the Constitution, and people that want to protect this country and the sovereignty of this nation. I have a problem with two things, a congressman, a United States congressman fighting harder for illegal immigrants than he does to constituents and the citizens of America. That's number one, and that is Congressman Castro. I have a major, major problem. Again, a United States congressman elected by the people in America who fights harder for illegal immigrants than he does to his own people. The second thing I find ironic is President Biden, right now, currently live, is fighting harder for the sovereignty and the borders of Ukraine than he is our own country, the United States of America. So we have people in power. We have people in positions that do not care about this country, and the people in this country are not their first thought. I keep saying America and Americans are not second-class citizens in our own country. And so the people in Arizona, the people that are listening to your show, can absolutely help get me elected into Congress and to flip a seat like Congressman Castro to get somebody in who loves this country. And I will always put this country first. So that's what is really at stake right now is the sovereignty of this nation and the voting and many other factors that I'm sure we'll talk about. But
Well, and I think it's important for people, as I always say on this show, you need to reposition your reality because everything has changed. A lot of the things that you've thought for years, literally you've been lied to, and it's all about conditioning and brainwashing. There is no left. There is no right. It's a uniparty, and you've got some Republicans, some conservatives that are actually good. Otherwise, it's a big pile of poop that's in Washington, D.C., and it's also then leaked down to your state and your community levels and your local levels. But there's only a handful of people in all of those positions. I think there's 3,000, maybe 3,000, I'll have to look up the numbers. I remember somebody mentioned it the other day. Of all these elected elite positions, there's only a handful that actually love the country that are actually doing good things. Kyle's one of those guys, right? And that's because he came from the private sector. He comes from running a business at a C-suite level. So it's not a typical politician like Castro's been in there for 9 years. 9 years of doing what? As you mentioned, he didn't even pass a bill. But on another side note, you've got heels up Kamala Harris. She's never passed a bill. She's co-signed a bill where she's put her name on it, which means nothing, but she's never passed a bill. Okay. So you have a lot of people who don't do anything in there. They just get in, they line their own pockets. They love to become part of the uniparty. They actually do destructive things to destroy the country and your lives, your business, your community. And one thing that people can do, regardless of where you are located, right? Just to say you're like, I don't really have extra money to donate to a campaign or whatever. You can help the campaign, right? You can help from a digital standpoint. You can help by making phone calls. You can help by sending emails. You can help by contacting your friends that are in the state of Texas. I'm sure a lot of people now have a bunch of friends in Texas because everybody's moving to Texas. I have so many friends in Texas that I did all of a sudden. I'm like, wow, everybody's here. Between there and Florida, I have more friends in Florida than I do in Arizona, which is crazy, right? But my point is, I want people to take action in a different way. So let's just say, you're not going to donate the money, okay? But here, in comment on this, because you're in the trenches, Kyle, on all this, a lot of money that people are that go into when you have campaign funds, you're spending money on advertising and commercials and getting the message out and the flyers. But can you imagine if we were able to mobilize people and get like-minded people to share, like word of mouth, like old school, hey, this is a good person, this is, and they get to know about them. And that's through social media, through phone calls, through contacts, through referrals, through all that. Then you wouldn't have to spend a ton of money on the ads because people would already support you and actually know who you are. So what I'm saying, there's different ways that we as patriotic Americans who want to do something great for this country, we need to identify the key people that are going to help us in positions, in leadership positions, and we can help them get there by telling other people, and then more people tell other people. It's like compound interest. 2 and 2 is 4, 4 and 4 is 16, 16 and 16, I need a calculator. But that whole point, it's not just the way that we've used to do it before, especially on our side, because we've done it before, it doesn't work. So we need to change gears. So comment on that so people can understand, because it takes a lot of money to run these campaigns, but then a lot of people get frustrated because they're like, but my money kind of went to the air. But yeah, but if we do things a little different, maybe we can do a blend of it so then we can make a bigger impact and we can actually get people to show up and vote and awareness, right?
And I think you're hitting on several things. I want to talk about one thing you mentioned first, and then I'll jump into the helping side. So you mentioned about what Castro has. You mentioned Kamala Harris. And I'll tell you why people, I think, like my campaign and why I'm growing momentum is because I'm not a career politician. And honestly, I keep saying I'm not going to D.C. for a career. I have a career in healthcare. I run hospitals. I take care of – right? That is my career. I'm going to D.C. to help this country. I'm going to D.C. to help the constituents of District 20. I'm going to D.C. to help San Antonio. And I keep telling people the most exciting day is not when I'm going to win. That's going to be great. That's going to be a highlight. But the most exciting day for me is when I can come back as a newly congressman and say, where can I help? And I think that's for me. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is I am not a career. And I will go to D.C. and work my ass off for the people. And when I'm done and when I feel like I've done everything I can do, I will then go back to my career. So that, I think that's the difference of it. This is my campaign is truly a grassroots effort. And I think that's what's resonating with people. I have the women's groups. I just picked up the San Antonio Police Officers endorsement here in San Antonio. So there's a lot of grassroots effort, and as well as national endorsements. I have multiple congressional level generals, mayors that have endorsed my campaign. So what you see as a candidate and a campaign is a grassroots effort, because I'm not a career politician and I will never be a career politician. So in regards to help, absolutely. I think there's so many ways to help a campaign. And against somebody like myself, whether you've been involved in politics or not, there's many ways to help. I think phone banking is a huge one, especially out of state. I personally have worked and helped a phone bank on a campaign and made hundreds of phone calls, and that does not matter if you're in the state or live in the district. You can make phone calls. That is all done through a campaign website. So easiest way for that is go to my website, Kyle420, that's KYLEFOR20.com, and sign up under the volunteer, and somebody from my team will reach out to you to help get you set up to do phone banking. Sharing social media is huge. That is one of the cheapest and easiest ways to get the message, to get that out. We continue to grow. We're on all the major platforms. I know you call it Satan Facebook, but I do, Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on – I heard you saying that.
Well, we don't have a choice. I'm banned on there. That's why they hate me.
Yeah, I know.
Community violator.
Social media is a huge way to share, to get the message out, to get people to know about me, that there is a great candidate who's willing to fight and stand up, but those are definitely the two of the way. But it's expensive to run national campaigns. I'm not going to lie about it. And my campaign's a grassroots campaign. This is all friends, family, businesses, local donations. We are getting some help outside of Texas too, who do realize that this seat is that important. And then we're also talking to the NRCC about Young Guns program. We've had the Hill write an article about us. I've got national endorsements. So we have the right candidate, right message, or the right backing. You can flip a seat like this. And we are absolutely growing week over week in momentum. So.
And then when is the election for you guys?
Yeah, so because I'm the Republican nominee, I have no primary race. Typically, the primary race in Texas is in March. I do not have that, so I am the Republican nominee. I go right into the general election, which is in November. So November of 22,
okay.
I think the 8th is the date for the actual vote. So mine is running through November. When I picked up the Republican nominee, which was late December, early January, I didn't stop momentum. I will not stop momentum in regards to getting out on the streets, meeting constituents, attending the groups, being active and present. So I will not stop. But, yeah, my election is in November of 22. So this year,
yeah,
November.
I wasn't sure if you had a primary race. So just so people can kind of understand the system, because I think it's important for people to be really enlightened and educated on the political system, so then that way they don't feel that they're being kind of hoodwinked about the system in general, even kind of they are. And also then maybe they will be more inclined to get involved. When they have information from a politician and then they actually have the truth on the other side, they're like, no, that guy's lying. Why would we support him? So the fact that you weren't in a primary race is because did somebody drop out, or is there a deadline done? Or I know that there's all kinds of squirrely things that go on when you're dealing with the process.
They do, yeah. The process has been a great learning curve for me. I've learned so much about the country, and just running for office has been phenomenal. But, yeah, so to your point, I had two other candidates that were involved in my race. They both dropped out, switched races, and then the final deadline came, and that was it. So I officially became the Republican nominee for Congressional District 20 in San Antonio. Out of Texas, 38 members for U.S. Congress, I think I'm one of three that does not have a primary. So that is that's a huge bone. I know there's a race right next to me that has 11 Republican candidates running, and I have zero. So it's been a blessing, and we're excited, and I think there's a lot of momentum to get behind this race to see the momentum grow and flip a seat.
So the fact that you've gotten a lot of endorsements from existing politicians, and I can only imagine how many people have given advice that are in positions of consultants and lobbyists and ex-politicians. I mean, it's probably, you're just like, wow, guys, you definitely don't run this like a business, but I'm listening. I'm appreciating what you're saying, because you're telling me how the sausage is made and it's really ugly, But this is not how I run my hospital businesses in, from the CEO position, because we would have no business in like an hour. But with that being said, you know, it is difficult to get things accomplished because you're dealing with, it's not even red tape at this point. It's just games and stupidity and people against you. So from what you've watched just as a normal common sense cap wearing human being, right, and what's gone on in the past two years and whatever else you've noticed, the lack of progress or the lack of getting anything really accomplished, what do you think that it is, or what is like your low hanging fruit that you can personally get behind, where you can, whether it's a bill passed or at least something changed, because you're going to be an uphill battle because you're against the system in general. It's like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. They come at her from every direction because she's the opposite of them. So what do you think is something that you might be able to pull off or accomplish when you're trying to do all the things that is anti what's currently going on? Because you're anti everything that's going on, which is all bad stuff.
Yeah, no, and that's a great question. In regards to, you know, how you run, absolutely, I would agree. I take it personally in regards to the leader is the problem right now, right? You saw for four years under Trump, President Trump, what we're able to accomplish with a leader that put America and America's interests first. And we saw a phenomenal amount of growth and many, many things that he did on the national and international level. And then you see the, you know, year debacle of the Biden administration. It literally is like I turn on the news and it's week over week. What are you doing? What is going on? And, you know, so the leaders start. That's the easiest thing. I'll tell you from my standpoint, I had, you know, as I started campaigning, I had many people come up to me that are Democrat and said, you know what? I love what you're about. I know what you're about. I love working with you or for you. I'm donating to your campaign. And I think that's what you get in a candidate is the ability to work across aisles, to work closely with people and understand that there's a job to get done. You know, if I was to run my hospital based off your political views, we would never accomplish anything in a hospital. It just doesn't work that way. And neither does the country. And so we've got to understand the differences. We've got to be able to work through them. We've got to be able to prioritize priorities and on certain key aspects of this country to make it function. We have a major problem in this country in regards to the debt and the debt ceiling and balanced budget. If I ran my hospital the way this country runs itself, it'd be closed years ago. You cannot function a business or a country on debt, and balanced budget is huge in the many aspects. But yeah, there's several ideas and bills and committees that I would love to be a part of and have, you know, ideas already. So I'm excited to get in. I'm excited to work for the people of District 20 and to put my stamp on DC and to help this city.
Well, it's refreshing to hear what you're saying and know that there are people like yourself that are willing to get into this game. Obviously you're taking a pay cut, right? And you're going to be away from home unless the family's going to move. So you're doing sacrificing for the greater good, because if people like you don't step into that arena, like the man in the arena, then we've got nothing here. We're at a point where people need to take action. So people like you have to be running for those positions, local and national. And then we, the ones that are home, right, the ones that aren't taking that leap, we need to get involved and take action. And I just want people to be encouraged that if everybody got involved and started taking action in political campaigns, whether it's locally or nationally, things would change. But because we haven't done that is why we are where we are. So this is somebody that people can get behind that's going to do the best at what he can with the obstacles that are in front of him to solve the problems that are going on. So literally, it's not politics as usual. It's literally saving America, saving the country, saving your own businesses, saving your children's lives, their school, your medical freedoms, your personal freedoms, your professional freedoms. It's much bigger than that, and it's not just a Texas thing, or it's not just a DC thing. It affects everything in your life. And if you haven't seen that and realized it over the past 2 years, that the people that are in these political positions of power literally are controlling your life, then I don't know what movie you've been watching, but you've been watching the wrong one. So,
To that point, Michelle, I think you hit on it. I learned very fast in my campaign that I realized that my race is not about a Republican versus a Democrat. It's truly about somebody who believes in freedoms protected by individual freedoms protected by the Constitution, or somebody who wants big government and the government to control every aspect of your life. And that's the difference on a national scale you're seeing across the country, but I'm also fighting and seeing it close in the heart of San Antonio. And that's the difference between the incumbent, my opponent, and myself. I believe in individual rights protected by the Constitution, and I believe in less government. I want government out of my life. I don't want to co-parent and have critical race and the federal government involved in teaching my kids, right? I want the government out of the economy and stepping away as much as they can, the burdensome of taxes and less regulation. You saw it proven under Trump what happened in regards to the economy, how it continued to grow and flourish, the economy, the jobs, it continues going on. There's multiple. I want the government out of healthcare. I work in healthcare. The deregulations and the mandates and the passports and all the stuff that is going on, it is asinine. So again, there's, multiple facets. I want the government to protect our country and our borders. I want a government who supports law and order. San Antonio just passed this year, last year, 2021, was the deadliest homicide year since 1994. And I have an incumbent who wanted to defund the police in San Antonio. And so we have major issues across this country of leaders who are not putting the interests of the constituents or the people that are here to serve first. And I'm one of the Americans, and I'm saying I'm enough. I'm sick of it. We need change, and we need it now. Because America and our freedoms can be lost in one generation. So.
So is San Antonio leaning left? Are they kind of liberal like Austin is, and the rest of the state is conservative?
Not quite as bad as Austin. Austin succeeded in defunding the police. Luckily, Governor Abbott was involved in that, and they scrounged to get it back so they can. There's some federal funds in regards to that, and some laws. Any city who proposes defunding the police will not get support from Texas. So, as a state, we do a great job in always supporting, but we have people within it. But, yeah, San Antonio at times it's a heavy Democratic city, and as most metropolitan cities are. But I think the people of San Antonio are sick of it. They're sick of the crime rates. They're sick of that economy, fuel, gas. We just went through the most expensive Thanksgiving in the history of this country. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So I think people are sick of it. I think their eyes are being woken up. I think they see what's going on, and they realize that it starts with bad leaderships, bad policies, and it is not the way that America was built. That's not the way that we want. We want life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and it takes good leaders to be involved to be able to sustain that way of life.
And I agree with you. The destruction of our country for the past year, which we knew was going to happen. I just didn't expect it to be this intense and this fast. I thought they would spread it out over a longer period of time. We kind of knew this was going to be happening. I've been warning people, elections have consequences, and fraudulent elections have even greater consequences, and we're living it. But the good thing about all of this, which you got to look, the lemon in the lemonade, right? The good thing about it is it has woken up a lot of people, and it has really been able to lay it out there in black and white for people. Here's what comes out of politicians' mouths. Here is the policies that they implement or lack of implementing, and here's the end result. And any sane person who is living in this country, they can't say, the state of the union is awesome. I can't imagine there's one person who's normal, not like a billionaire where it doesn't matter, where you are insulated from any good or bad because you went on both sides. It's like the the industrial congressional military complex. They whether the war is won or lost, it doesn't matter. Both sides, they win either way, kind of like the defense contractors and all the rest of them. But there's nobody that would say, God, this is great. The inflation's awesome. We're doing great there. Business is booming because, I've got less employees and I've got less revenue coming in. So there's not one person that could say this is great. So the hope is that the people that that are seeing this will actually change their ideology or idiotology, is what Will said earlier, about how they were conditioned or brainwashed or thought in the past, and realize, wow, this is not what I want. I'm going to vote in a different direction. I'm going to support other people. I'm going to change my thought process, my ways. So I guess that is one good takeaway that we can say from this this year of destruction.
Yeah.
You want to comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely, Smajan. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that is a big problem where I'm seeing it across the campaign. I get many, many Democrats that are coming saying exactly what you said. I did not vote for this. I do not like what's going on. I'm absolutely voting. So what you're seeing is the Democratic Party used to be the party of the people. And mm-hmm. what you're seeing is no longer the party of the people. They're the party of the elitist and extremist now. And the Republican Party is the party of the people, where you value – low crime, you value great economy, you value great jobs, you value family and religion and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. You no longer have that. And I'll give you an example about my opponent who supports the Build Back Better. I have a tweet that he shared, thinking it was ironic, and I keep calling the Build Back Better Build Back Broke, right? I've heard Senator Cruz talk about that. It is broken. And you don't build something back unless you break it first. And that is what's going on. Anything the Biden administration touches is breaking. Healthcare, logistics, crime, the police, it goes on and on and on. And they're doing that because they want to break this country. They want to change the fabric of this country towards socialism and some form of communism. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it is absolutely the craziest thing I have seen in my lifetime, and I'm not willing to stop or stand by and watch it. You ask me why I'm running. I get a lot of people ask me, and part of it's I want to share with people that, honestly, God's hand was involved. I didn't really have an interest in running. I have a great career, got a great family, and God came to me and said, you need to run. And I said, no, I'm not running. No, absolutely not. And came back through prayer and thought and said, absolutely, you need to run. And I think that's what's happening in this country. People are waking up to what is going on, the reality of where this country is going to be at. And I think there are many, many Americans that are fighting for freedoms, for liberty. And you're seeing it. I'm seeing it across San Antonio. And I speak to hundreds of people every week. So I'm excited. I'm energetic. I know it is there. I know this is the year that we can flip the seat like this. I know this is the year that we can bring stability and crime and economy and get some of the factors that this great country is built upon. So I'm very, very excited where the campaign is and honored to be the Republican nominee of that.
And you've got time. So there's time to still rally the troops. There's time to get more people involved. There's time to get more of the word out. And really, on a bad side for us, there's more time for more destruction from the Joe Biden Nazi regime and the rest of his cohorts in order to make life for us in this country worse, and also in Texas worse, which is actually good for your campaign. Not that we want things to be worse so that you win, because it really shouldn't be anybody voting for the other side based on the results that they're seeing from those people's decisions and their policies. So it's just a matter of getting those remaining people to get a clue and wake up and say, wow, I'm on the wrong team. And again, it's not left or right. It's uniparty that are all the people in elected elite positions versus we the people who are actually living in the consequences of their calculated agenda and action, which is literally everything against the country and trying to destroy it. So I'm just thankful that there are people like you, Kyle, that are running District 20 in Texas. And this is against Joaquin Castro, really, because that is like a That is one of the key players because of his brother and the fact that they've been there for 9 years. You know, they're really buddy-buddy with the Obama administration. So those especially ones that are you need to get rid of and get them out, not to mention anyone that has those policies that they think are awesome. I mean, defund the police. Are you kidding me? Like, how does anyone think that's a great idea? That person should not be in a decision-making capacity, even at a company. Like, I don't even want them taking out my garbage because God only knows what they might do to my garbage can. You know what I mean? You're just like, this is insane. So is there anything else you want to plug or promote? Obviously your website, social media, anything like that, or what do you want? What a direct action do you want somebody to do today to get literally off their arse and get into the game, not the political game, your civic duty campaign, you're giving back to the country in some capacity because you have to get involved and you have to drag your friends along with you because it's the time is now for everyone to do that.
I so to your point, absolutely. I think this is the time we do need people voting, right? This is a great year. You're seeing the red wave of conservatism across the country. You saw it in Virginia. We saw it in a state election here, State Representative John Lujan. You're seeing a lot of it in across the country as well as San Antonio. But definitely get involved. Get involved. Get off the couch. If you see it, get involved. And it is simple as attending meetings, values. It's getting behind candidates that share the same values as you do. That's get involved in. When you find a candidate, get behind them for everything. Get involved in their campaign. Volunteer. Do phone banking. If you can do block walking, do that. Putting yard signs up. You know, helping donate. Obviously, donations wins campaigns as well as the voters. You can reach more voters. So those are big things that help a lot. Sharing social media. You know, as you follow a candidate, push out their message and continue to get that message. Hosting an event, right? I'm not in Arizona, but, you know, if you get behind a candidate, host an event. Do a little home gathering. Attend people that you know, your closest friends, and start spreading that word. That momentum grows week over week over week. And I've seen it. I'm a testament of it. As a political outsider, I built this campaign from scratch. And we've been able to do great things because of that. So I would say get off the couch, get off, you know, turn off the TV, get involved. And again, if you can help contribute, if you can do yard signs, if you can host a party, do phone banking, block walking. There's a lot of ways to help take this country back from the elitists and extremists that want this country to become socialist, this socialist America. So I would say that. I appreciate your time. My website is Kyle420, and that's KYLEFOR20.com. Personally, you can sign up for volunteer there. There's a donation site. You can check out my stances. You can see my endorsements that I've done and several other media platforms that I have talked on. But again, thank you so much, Michelle, for your time, for your interest. Thank you for what you do, for the love of this country. And I think it's going to be a great year that America takes back our country. So,
yeah, I think we just all need to jump on the convoy like the Canadian truckers and actually get involved, stand up, take action, and get involved. And then we will be able to do that with people like Kyle Sinclair, who we want to get in those leadership positions. And we're going to add you, Kyle, I'm starting this new page where it's America First candidates that are running for office so that when we've had them on the show, we could say, hey, go there. That's the guy you need to, that's the girl, that's the guy you need to get up, get behind or get their information. Because I looked around, I can't find a place where they have all candidates that are people that have already passed the smell test that are going to be out there looking out for our best interests. So I'm going to create it. A lot of things that when I find that there's lack of, I create, because now we're supposed to be doing. Evil is destroying and good always creates. So I'm going to do that. We're going to add you on there. And of course you'll be back on as the months progress and the country goes further sideways and more people decide to get off their couches and arses and take action, because that's what this is all about. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for jumping in the fight. Thank you for sacrificing your life, taking the pay cut, and heading to the dumpster fire of D.C. So way to go.
Thanks, man.
And kudos to your wife for allowing to agreeing to go and do this. It's got to be.
Yes.
I can only imagine how that conversation went when you told her. She says, "You've got to be kidding me." No, no.
Yeah.
And then she says, "All right, go do it. Go save the country. Damn
yeah.
it. Go."
Yeah, that and the eight kids. It's definitely a sacrifice. I get the fun side of it. Meeting hundreds of great constituents in San Antonio, she gets the ugly side of a candidate's wife or candidate's spouse, which is the candidate's never home.
Eight kids. I forgot about that. Eight kids. Okay,
yeah.
So 180 grand, people. He's going from his CEO salary to 180 grand. And eight kids. Oh, your poor wife. She must be so mad. But you know what? See, even the wife said, "I'm willing to sacrifice everything and take care of eight kids on my own because I know my guy can go there and make a difference." So that's pretty much a good testimonial because you are certainly taking
yeah.
a demotion in many, many ways, especially because you're not going to be around your kids very often because you'll be
yep.
in that dumpster fire. So yeah, see, that's the perspective people need to look at because it says a lot about your character. So,
well, thank
yeah.
God. Yeah. God bless my, she's a beautiful soul, beautiful woman, and I'm glad to be married to her. And she's very supportive of this. And I think she sees it too. She sees where this country's going and you know, this is our time and sacrifice to do what we need to do for this country and in the District 20 of San Antonio. This is our time. And I think we have both committed and willing to fight, where we need to for this country. So, but again, thank you so much for your show and having me on. I look forward to coming back on.
Definitely. Definitely. You're welcome. And keep up the great work. And it's give the website one more time for people, would you, Kyle?
Absolutely. Kyle420. And that's Kyle, KYLEFOR20.com. Kyle420.com.
Short, sweet, and to the point. Everybody go check it out. And Kyle, thank you so much. Have a great time there in the great state of freedom-loving Texas. I wish it would revolve here in Arizona, or we're not quite there. All right. Thanks, my friend. You've been great.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work.
All right.
Bye.
Will do. Thank you.
Oh, what a good guy. See, there are good people out there. There are good people doing good business and good things, and we need to support them regardless if it's in your state or not. As I mentioned, it is about all of us getting involved, making the commitment, because once you commit, everything changes, whether it's in your business life, in your business, your life, or in your community. And it is our civic duties to step into this realm because it is, again, over the past 2 years, if you haven't realized that the people in leadership positions, they're not leaders, they do not call them leaders because they don't deserve the title. People in leadership positions make decisions that affect your life, your family's life, your business, your communities, your church, where you can go, where you can't go. I mean, or what you can put in your body. What happened to my body, my choice? Again, the vaccine, they call it a vaccine. It is not. It's a non-vaccine. I always call it a non-vaccine bioweapon because it is a bioweapon. People are saying, oh, well, it's failing. You need to have more. It's not failing. If you listen to what's in the patent for the non-vaccine bioweapon, it is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Again, the manipulation of the words by the left and the right and the media and the people that sometimes you think are conservative characters, just listen to what they're saying. They're manipulating words and language, and they've been doing it for a long time. We just started to pay attention more so that it's happening. So be careful when people start talking. You know, they're like they say, well, it's not working. No, it is working. It's again, when I say that the Joe Biden Nazi regime is the most successful administration in the history of America, that is true. At accomplishing their agenda, true, of destroying this country, true. So you can't say he is not getting his agenda across, because he is. It's just not the agenda that I want or the agenda that you want. It's the same thing as the non-vaccine bioweapon. Well, they're not saying, well, the vaccines aren't working. They're having issues. No, they're not. They're designed to do exactly what they're doing, make it very clear for people. And I'm going to keep an eye on the time because I'm not going to keep going and talking. And I know I keep saying that I don't want to talk about the COVID, but I feel obligated to kind of just push this home for people because it is not, it's more than just the freedom to put, you know, the decision to put something into your body. It will kill you. It will kill you. And not, this is not being overly, I don't want to say emotional or exaggerating. It's what it's designed to do. It says it in the PAMS. Don't believe me. Episode 285, which is a 10-minute excerpt of episode 286. It's with Karen Kingston. It's all right there. The virus, if you want to call it the virus, is made from a bat. And they took it and they made it in a lab. It creates the spike proteins, which actually destroys your immune system, gives you AIDS, right? Because it destroys your immune system and a lot of other things that allow you to hold back and fight against cancer and all those other things, right? And that's not including the blood clots and the myocarditis and the paralysis and all of that. I'm just talking about the fact that the spike proteins destroy your immune system. So you're wondering, well, people are getting sick. They're not getting sick from a variant. There's no such thing as a variant because the COVID. The COVID is just a bunch of symptoms that they created. Like, oh, well, what about the tests? The tests, we already know 97% false positive. They're not designed to pick up a virus. The guy who created the tests said, do not use these to detect a virus because it can't, because it doesn't determine if it's a viral load of one, which is a dead cell from 20 years ago, or something that has 10,000. That's very active. So you don't need a test to tell if you're sick. Do you have a cold or the flu? That's what you have, the cold or the flu, right? So, again, I just want to make it very clear. You've got to arm yourself with knowledge about the facts, about the COVID, the political propaganda pandemic, which literally is the whole thing was calculated. And if you don't believe me on that, we have 37 episodes on COVID, the Great Reset. And that's from experts, doctors, common sense people. All of them literally just kind of lays it out. And then there's other experts that you can get that information from too. RFK Jr., he does some of his presentations where I've learned a lot of information, not to mention his new book that came out about Tony Fauci, you know, just the ones that really know him well, that he's like a lying, squirrely, demonic little satanic demon. They all call him Tony, right? Those are the ones who've known this guy for 30 years back when he was doing all the AIDS manipulation and the HIV stuff. But anyway, arm yourself with the information because you got to get this through your head. Except for what is happening, to know the truth, check the box, and let's move on and then focus on our business, our life, and our community. Once you have the facts and you let it digest and you realize, wow, they really did one over on all of us. They lied. They're still lying. So that when you see things on TV, which you shouldn't be watching, getting your news from there anyway, even Fox and Newsmax, right? You're watching that and you're just going, that's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. You got people that have big shows. Sean Hannity lies to you all the time what comes out of his mouth. His guests lie to you, right? Nobody needs to be taking this non-vaccine bioweapon because of what's in it, because what it's designed to do. And the worst is when they say, well, it should be somebody who is immune compromised. Oh, my God, no. Because if the spike protein destroys your immune system, why in God's name would you, I don't want to say that, why would you want to actually destroy it further and faster? Makes no sense, right? So why is that expert, who everybody thinks is amazing, say that? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that unless you're compromised. Or perhaps you have a vested interest in other vaccines that are coming out, or you're just going off of talking points, or you're literally just talking out of your ass because it doesn't make any sense. So again, be careful on where you're getting the information from. You want the truth on it, literally. Episode 285 is a 10-minute segment from episode 286 with Karen Kingston. Now, on our Take Action menu, I'm calling it the Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And I have the second or third one down. It says, watch and listen, COVID vaccine interviews, Karen Kingston, it's a bioweapon and more truth bombs. You click on that. It's going to get you over to her specific website that has presentations. It has the most recent interviews and, of course, her bio information. Just go ahead and go through those. And that will shed all the light that you need and all the truth, because the information is not based on opinions, like you're going to have these talking heads on all the shows. It's based on facts. It's based on government documents. It's based on actual tests. It's based on most of the information she gets. The websites all end in .gov, as in gov. So that's where you take your facts from, not a hypothesis, not a speculation, or what somebody thinks. Like they say, oh, well, if you're older, you should take this. Wow, why? 99.98% survival rate. It's the flu. It's a cold. Yeah. So anyway, everythinghomeaboutus.com, that is the take action menu. And it's going to have all the information you need. It's the links to listen to this show, to listen to us live. It has the links to those specific Karen interviews. It has the links to other episodes where we had a lot of famous and well-known guests. Brighteon.tv, which is Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Mountain Time is Brighteon TV, which is our video show. You want to see the movie on January 6th? It's on here. I put it on there. Our interview with the filmmaker and the director of Capital Punishment, which is the movie, Chris Burgard. And of course, not only do I want you to be armed with the information, and there's a tab on here too for COVID interviews to get over to those 37 that we talked about. It's COVID and the Great Reset and everything that just kind of clues you in on what's really going on. Again, reposition your reality, people. Everything you've been told over the past decades has been a lie, right? I'm questioning, is 2 and 2 really 4? Because everything else seems to be just in opposite land. So when you realize that, you can go ahead and check that off the box and then move on. And then again, focus back on business, life, and community. And that's what we're providing with you, information on all these shows. I have 8 guests on every Monday in order to get you that information and to give you the resources of the people that you want to do business with, the ones that you want to be friends with, the ones that you want to get information from, the ones that you want to hire, the ones that you want to buy their stuff from, the groups that you want to join, the nonprofits you want to support, literally, and the shows that you need to watch, the other shows that are out there that are great that we're having them come on. Plus, if you go and the other Patriarch Media publications on where to get your content, because you're not going to get it from television because it's literally all propaganda and lies. And of course, you know, remember, they'll do their 4 a.m. talking points and then they all repeat the same thing. Like, when they're talking, they want to move the election of the Supreme Court justice quickly. So then they came up with all these different adjectives to be the word quickly, because quickly wasn't enough. So it was like quickly, exponentially, or expeditiously, right? And you're just like, wow. And then they all said it. And it's a word that's not a normal word. And then you're like, wow. Again, remember when we were talking, and it's 2:56, I'm going to wrap it up. When we were talking, all of the bigs, right? So you've got your bigs. I haven't said this in a while. But you've got all of the big entities. So those 13 bigs are the ones that are against we the people. So you got your big media, your big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. And I came up with this in the spring of last year before I went to Tulsa, which is in April. And then I found out there, because I couldn't understand how, big education, big nonprofit, big foundation. So that's part of it too. That was my 13. Those were my add-ons. So I was like, wow, but the messaging is consistent. Well, what we found out there, and this is from a source that I cannot repeat, but no, that is 100% true is what I'm saying. So there's a PR company called Edelman PR, which is links them all together, which is how the messaging is distributed and consistent. They were getting the slides from the CDC. They were getting it from the WHO. That's all their clients. And all their clients were all these people in these different categories. So then they would come up with the messaging. They would come up with the different presentations. They would do all that and distribute to all of their clients in all these different categories. And that's how this behemoth was able to be pushed out amongst the American people for the past 2 years, the political propaganda pandemic. So once you realize that and once you accept it, listen to the episodes that I just gave you, check those out, things will change. And then you'll actually get on board with the convoy of the truckers up in Canada who have the Canucks in order to stand up for what they believe in, stand up for their freedom. And that's what we're encouraging you to do. So we're giving you a place to do that. not only here on the show, but it's the Save My Freedom movement. Save My Freedom, because it's all about your personal freedom, your financial freedom, and your professional freedom, right? And that's what we have on the table right now, that we have the potential to lose, and we don't want to do that. So what are we going to do? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to step up? Are you going to show up, right? Because once you commit, everything changes. You got to pick a lane. You don't want to be a COVID slave. You got to stand up, show up, speak up. It's time to fight for your freedom, collaborate, become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. Join our Save My Freedom movement. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and you'll see the multiple ways you can join. Join us over in the Clubhouse group. Join us on Facebook. You know, I'm not a fan, but that's where people are, so we're going to get you there and then bring you over to the Clout Hub group. We're going to be doing live events. We're doing virtual events. This is a way for people to network together I want businesses to be networking. I want people to buy and sell each other's products and services. We're bringing in Red Balloon. We're bringing in Patriot Impact. So all of these places are these resources. And Public Square, they have the resources for all the businesses and organizations, and we're bringing all that together because we want you to be able to know about each other and to learn about each other and hear about each other. Stop using the big box stores. Stop using the big corporations that are evil, demonic, and want to destroy your business, destroy your lives, and force you to do things that are not only unconstitutional but against the law, which is these mandates are just suggestions, and there's so much. But anyway, go check out that menu. That's our Take Action menu, and all the information that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. We are kicking it in the gear this week, the Save My Freedom movement, really hardcore. I've got some social media help coming, and this thing's going to be huge. I want as many people as involved to get a part of it, because if we can motivate the masses to get off their asses and take action now and work together and mobilize and multiply, then we can make a huge difference in our communities and our local politics, because everybody will be talking to each other. And you won't have to worry that on the George Soros and friends and all that they have 10 times as much coming into the campaigns of the demonic left people who literally want to destroy this country. Well, want to, they are. So we can win. We can fight. And even though they're probably going to rig the elections again, right, we still have to go vote, because then once the numbers come through and the people that are keeping an eye on this, right, that are analyzing the data after, they could say, well, here is the fraud. Here it is. But if we don't go, then you won't be able to show the fraud. So you still got to vote, but you got to do more than vote. It's 301. I'm wrapping it up. Remember Joan Rivers? She said, I'm going to get the show started. And meanwhile, she'd been talking for 2 hours. So you still got to go vote. So even if you think your vote's not going to count, which probably it's not in some cases, it doesn't matter. You still got to go through the motions. You still got to vote. You got to support the candidates, because some of them will go through and win. Some of them won't, because until the machines are gone, and as Mike Lindell says, they are melted as prison bars, we're never going to have an honest election. We really haven't had an honest election since probably 2002 or 4, but we're just all starting to clue in. And of course, this last one in 2020 was the most aggressive form and diverse forms. Diversity. They have diversity. Forms of diversity for election fraud. So again, keep in mind, it is not election integrity. It is election fraud prevention, because that's what we're fighting against. We're not fighting to keep it in the integrity of the election. We already know that there's nefarious characters that are coming at you. So we actually have to be election fraud prevention measures, because we already know that that's what they're doing. So we have to come up with those measures. They have them. They just need to implement them. And we need to get the people out of the way, like, a majority of the Republicans, the rhinos here in Mayor Corruption County and Anarchy, Arizona. So that is my spiel for today. Again, get involved, take action. We're showing you how to do that. We're leading the way. We're bringing all the groups together, the influencers, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the regular people who are at it. They are sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. And you got to get pissed, people. You got to get pissed, we the people. And then things change. Then it is amazing what happens when you get to the point. Because if you're mad, you're mad. If you're sad, you're sad. But when you get pissed and you go like this, that's it. I've had it. It's kind of like, remember in Mommy Dearest, she is at the PepsiCo board meeting. And it was, I can't remember, Joan Crawford. She's at the meeting with all the boys. And I believe, and I'm going to cut and paste this, and I'll have it as a sound bite for Monday's show. And she's like, don't bleep with me, fellas. And she's pissed. Well, look what happens when not just a woman scorned, when we the people are scorned. So it's up to each of us. Again, it's business, life, and community. Take action, BLC. It is the three legs of the stool of life, and it is our civic duty to get involved in every single one of them. Again, I want you to become the 2.0 version of YOU for 2022. Time to get into the game in all of the aspects of your lives, because what do you have to lose and how much time do you have left? Why not do it now? What? Don't wait for second quarter, third quarter. God only knows. There might be no food on the shelf by the time the second quarter comes, and that's when you're going to implement your business plan in order to go pick up the phone and go get new clients or reach out to that person that you've always wanted to have as a potential mentor or client or coach or somebody on your show. Or somebody you wanted to say, hey, thank you to. Or maybe you should spend a little time contacting a couple people and just saying, hey, thank you for being amazing. Thank you for being a supportive friend. Thank you for being a great business contact or colleague or whatever it may be. Gratitude goes a long, long way. And if you can reconnect with some people you haven't in a while, you find out they're more like-minded to you than ever before. And again, you start doing those collaboration calls that I've been doing since November when I kind of came up with this idea. And I'm like, God, I pick up the phone. I talk to amazing people. And all of those things have gotten to the point where we are now, where we are ready to really launch the Save My Freedom movement. And, what's going on behind the scenes that they'll probably share next week is just mind blowing. So yeah, what are you going to do every day? You're going to pray. You are going to, what did I say? Pray, plan. And it was three P's. I come up with all this stuff and then I write it down. And then if you would see what this place looks like behind the scenes, don't light a match. That's all I got to say. Cause you know me, I love my pen and paper. Literally there's paper everywhere. Play. Oh, I know what it is. It's pray, plan, and take action. Pray, plan, take action every day. That's what you need to do. It's not do something, because that's squirrely. That sounds like, you can throw in some excuses. That you're going to just take action. No, not do something, because something could be anything. Like, oh, what'd you do today? Oh, I moved my glass. I did something. No! That's not taking action. Moving a glass is not taking action. So every day, you're going to pray, you're going to plan, and you're going to take action. All righty? You're going to become the 2.2 or the 2.0 version of yourself, of the YOU, and your personal and your professional lives. And we're doing it with you. There is amazing things that we've got working on. I'm going to be starting, hopefully, in the next couple of days, and our show is going to be broadcasted on the Conservative Television of America. There's three other platforms that we are working on, and we've got two new shows that we are putting together that are going to be on our on this platform and many other the new platforms that we're bringing on. So it's I'm just trying to move things along as quickly as possible. So everybody that's listening and our new friends and our partners all can enjoy in this together and grow as a group, because that's what it's all about, a community. So join the community and all the social medias that we are on is at our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. So listen to this show, share it with your friends, listen to the other shows. Literally, when I say there's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content with helpful, it's just not talking heads. Like, we're just not hypothesizing about a bunch of crap so we can hear ourselves talk. It's take action items, literally, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your communities with 326 partners. 777 live segments. That's a lot of content. start there first. Go to our website first. Hang out under the Take Action tab. You're going to find all the people that you need to know about, the messages that matter, all the other shows. There's a Patriotic Media page that has all publications that have the true news. And there's another page, Must Follow and Join. Those are the groups. Those are the people that have the messages that matter. A must listen to and must watch. That's the TV shows, the talk radio shows, the live streams. TV show, talk radio, and the podcast. Yeah, they're all listed there. So that's where you're going to find all these great, amazing people that have literally the messages that matter that you need to know about. Start on our website. You'll never need to use Google again. Certainly not Google. Or even DuckDuckGo. What are you going to do? Why would you work with a stranger? Stranger danger. You've been told your whole life that strangers are bad. What do? When you want to get a product or service or get content, you Google somebody and you start listening to a stranger. Nuh-uh. Why? Why? Why listen to a stranger when we've done the heavy lifting? We've done the work. We've ferreted them out. We've vetted them. And they're a referral from somebody else who's a referral from somebody else. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just bringing more people together so it spins faster, more hands on the wheel, spinning faster. That's what we're doing, making it simple. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I don't have that kind of time. I don't have the energy to reinvent the wheel. It's the stupidest thing ever. So don't do that for yourself. You're not out there by yourself. You don't have to be solo in this. You've already got a group of people here. So, yeah, if you want to start your own group, go. That's fine. Or just become part of ours, and you'll get to know all these other amazing groups and organizations and people because you're not alone. Why? So why, and come join the Facebook group with us, join the Cloud Hub group, join the Clubhouse group, grow it with us, be in a leadership position in the Save My Freedom movement. Let's make it all big together. Everybody wins. It's a win, win, win. Why not? Or do it by yourself. Go ahead. Reinvent the wheel. It's crazy. I don't want to do that. So I need more people to help join and make this really, really big. Now let's just say you've got 10,000 people. Well, that's a pretty good audience. That's a pretty good opportunity for other people to networking and collaborating with each other, buying each other's products and services, supporting each other. And then we have a call to action. We say, okay, everybody, contact this guy at this number because this is what he's doing really bad in the community. And the next thing you know, things change, right? Oh, perfect example. And it's 3:10, and I'm gonna wrap it up. But I talked to my state representative, Joseph Chaplick. We're LD23, Legislative District 23. It's now changed. They chopped it up, but for the right now, just go with 23. And he is a great guy. We're gonna do his recording of his show on Friday. They're in session now. This is our state of Arizona trying to make laws, right? So apparently they've got a bunch of panhandlers, they've got a bunch of vagrants, they've got a bunch of literally illegal aliens and little kids all over Scottsdale. And it doesn't matter what city. I'm just giving an example because here I've driven by, I've seen them. They're on the side of the road panhandling and kind of causing some trouble. And they are also, they have signs that says need rent money. And then they have signs that say new to America. And you're going, whoa, because we know they got money from the NGOs, right? And they're actually being shipped around. They're being housed at these hotels. But anyway, shouldn't these kids be in school? And you want to talk about child abuse. So apparently there's major issues going on these street corners, right? Not just here by my house. So Chaplick calls up the city council, Betty, I believe it was Betty, the city council member. And he's like, what are you guys going to do? And why are these kids just on the streets in the middle of the day? If anything, they should be in school. She said, well, it's not my problem. I can't do anything about it. That's something for the sheriff. He's like, no, that's what you guys tell the sheriffs and implement. And you keep things safe for people, especially for kids. She hung up on him because she didn't want to talk to him. So you have, again, we talked about the ridiculous people that are running the city of Scottsdale. There's another example. She didn't want to deal with the problem. So she just hangs up the phone on a constituent and also on a state representative for the state of Arizona. Yeah. So they said, we got to go, right? But how do we get rid of them? We got to mobilize. So we can do it a couple of days before the election, or why don't we do it now? And again, do it now. But then make sure we're utilizing the power of the people for other things. Because it's not just about doing it for elections or about getting and doing it as a group. So you have all these groups out there that are doing take action items, right? Well, what a great opportunity to network and collaborate with those people because you're like-minded and promote your business, product, and service. But obviously, you're not just there to pass out business cards. You do it in a tasteful way, but you get to know people that are working at your group, like my PC peeps. I get to know them, and then next thing you know, when they need when they need something from what I provide and vice versa, I'll go to my PC peeps first before I go to Best Buy or hire a stranger off of Google. It's crazy. See, utilize the groups and the relationships. That's what this is all about. We are bringing together the like-minded patriots, small business owners, influencers, groups, nonprofit organizations, and purpose-driven people who get it, who want to all work and collaborate together. We're just making it easy to find each other and to find the information, find the contacts, so you don't spend the time spinning your own wheels. And we've already done it. So we'll just start here. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com, EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. That is your take action menu. And all the information is there. So go check that out and join us. Join us. All righty, everybody. So that is it. Again, once you commit, everything changes. And I am committed. I am committed to bring everybody together that's been on the show, but at a level where they're probably going to get a little, they're like, wow, Michelle, you're calling again. I'm like, yeah, I need you on board. I need you to step up to the plate. I need everybody to step up to the next level, whether you got a show or you got a group or you got a business or you are starting to get involved. You want to get involved. Everyone needs to go one extra step in your own life, your business, and in your community and participation, because we are at a point where that needs to happen. And again, we're bringing together the groups to do this and the additional shows and this incredible mastermind summit networking collaboration group to motivate the masses to get off their asses, because it's time to mobilize and multiply an army of take action people. We the people. To grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their communities. That's how we do it, and that's what we're doing. So that's all going to be kicking into gear here very, very shortly. And stay tuned, because that is where my focus is going to be, in addition to, obviously, the shows. That's just the media platform of it all. But it's all coming together, and it's all going to benefit all of you. So please share this show, share this platform with your friends, your family, and share all the incredible resources that are included in it. And tune in on Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Brighteon.tv show, where I have to do my hair and makeup. And also then Monday we'll be back. It's Phoenix Open week, and you know how I love the Phoenix Open. But they call it waste management now. It'll always be Phoenix Open to me, just like it'll always be Kinko's, even though it's FedEx. It is what it is. I live in the past. I can't help it. It was a much better place, as we were talking about earlier, and we'll get it back to then soon enough, peeps. And join us Mondays. We're always live Mondays, Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for your Nooner with Michelle. And to start your week off right, 5 guests, 7-minute segments. And then we have Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox starting at 1 and then 1:30. And then, boom, at 2 p.m. Mountain Time with longer form interviews. And I've got some amazing guests. I'll just tell you real quick who they are. I wrote them down. Where did I write it down? You should see the papers. Oh, the papers. Oh, so we got Kelly Cooper. He's running for Arizona Congress against Stanton. We don't like Stanton. And then we got Maureen Bannon, Captain Bannon from the War Room. Jeremy Torresk. Annie Cyrus is back. Cash Patel. That's just what I've got on the over right now. But we're going to load up February and March. Literally, I'm telling you, I'm bringing you all the content, the quality content, because that's what my jam is. Again, once you commit, everything changes. So start doing it. I'm doing it. I am doing it. We just got to get the exercise thing going. I think I'm going to do it today, even if it's like a sit-up. And we could do sit-up sessions in the morning, live on the radio. Okay, we're doing sit-ups, even if it's for like 5 minutes. Cause that'll help, because when you do nothing, then even the littlest help, just like those who stand for nothing, fall for everything. So, yeah, good advice. So a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. The information, the episodes, and their own shows are on our website. Go to the Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. Check out the Marketplace tab. Go over there and spend some money. Get your patriotic gear. Get your MyPillow. Go to my store that's there. Use promo code HOME. Promo code HOME for most of the things. Get your Dr. Zev Zelenko supplements. Literally everything you need is on that marketplace. And then 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners and groups, helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. You know, the groups that are actually doing the heavy lifting, not the ones that are getting all of this GOP money and foundations, you know, all that, those rhinos. Stop giving your money to the GOP. Be conscious of where you're spending your money. Get your money out of the big institutions like Bank of America. Go to your community bank and open up your accounts. That's how we dismantle the beast and we conquer from that. We have control of the purse. So dig into your purse and be careful where you spend your money, because that's how we kill the enemy. That's how we do it, peeps. So anyway, yeah, again, I think you got it all. I think you got it all. And again, Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, head over to brighthand.tv. It's our video show. And then again, Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we'll be back live on the radio. So go take action what we shared. Follow us. Join our community. Now, I want you to follow me. I want you to join the community. Go on social media. It's on that the take action menu. Share the shows. Share the content. Share this resource and the new websites in the works, so that way you can really find everything very, very easily. Up until now, I've had to do everything myself, and I'm not a tech person. I just kind of just added on added and did whatever, because, you know, this is not my jam, man. So anyway, go make it a great day, because you deserve it. A little God bless America, and we are headed out. See you on Friday, righttown.tv, 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.